Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up.
What's up, y'all? This is MC Iniquity from Brooklyn, New York. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party? You're listening to the sounds of Rich Money, GQ Palace. Let's go.
Another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. I also want to give a rest in peace shout out to my man Charlie Mole from Bronxdale. You know, we got to take care of ourselves. He passed away from a diabetic coma. you know, sending condolences out to him and his family. So I'd like to have a moment of silence for that, and then we're going to get into the show. All right. Let's make it happen. I'm a little bit under the weather today, but, you know, like they say, the show must go on. Now, last weekend, we had a marvelous show. We had Nisha Mills, and we talked to her and found out what was going on with her in the music industry. We played a couple of her up-and-coming tracks, her up-and-coming singles that's out right now. We also had my man Elias in the building. Whoever don't know Elias, he is my man that made that song, Follow Me. You know, that club banger, hitting hard 20 years ago, and it's still going strong. He also got his new joint out, Beautiful and Happy, which you are here tonight. You know, just in case you missed last week, because his joints is fire. Tonight, well, let me put it like this. To hear last week's archives, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's G-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archives. Now, tonight, it's off the chain tonight. But tonight, we have one up-and-coming DJ so soon. And we're going to talk to him and find out what's going on with him in the DJ field. He also dealing with two artists that we're going to talk about. You understand? And that's going to go from 6:45 to 7:15. I didn't say the GQ general question yet, because what I'm going to do with that is I'm going to play some music, sit back, relax. And if you have any topics that you prefer you want to talk about tonight, feel free to call in, press that one button, and do so. After so soon, we have up-and-coming artist Fleo. His joints is fire as well. He's taking it to the next level. And we're going to play his smashing single, Stacking Papers. You understand? He's doing big things. We're going to find out what's going on with him in the music industry as an up-and-coming artist. And that's from 7:15 to 8 p.m. And then for my special guest appearance, I have Mellow Man Ace from Cypress Hill in the building. And we're going to play his smashing singles, Two Turntables, Microphone, and a Vinyl. And some other smashing singles that he got that's out right now, taking it to the next level, you know? But like I said, I'm a little under the weather, but we're going to still make it happen, of course. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to sit back, relax, and we're going to listen to my first single, my first choice of going out, which is Happy by Elias, here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Happy, 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 happy.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter, baby.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter, baby.
Not a worry in the world, not a single care. Let's dance, let's dance.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Woo. Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the right, y'all.
Move to the right.
Move to the left, y'all.
Move, move.
Move to the right, y'all.
Move, move, move. So everybody let me see you groove. Do your move. Do your dance. Do your step. Hey.
If you're happy and you know, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the left.
Now go right, y'all, right, y'all, right, y'all. Now go left, y'all, left, y'all, left, y'all. Now go right, y'all, right, y'all, right, y'all.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the right, y'all.
This is Elias and you're listening to Rich Money on DQ Palace Radio.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the left, y'all.
Move to the right, y'all.
This is Elias and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me.
On the air. I really don't have a general question topic tonight. Like I said, I'm a little under the weather, so I didn't get time to focus my mind and get something out there for y'all. But if there's anything you want to talk about, feel free as well to press that one button and join in. If you want your PC, the number to call 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air and we'll discuss your topic as well. This next joint I'm going to play is by Papa Duck. It's called Thuggin'. I heard this joint. He has sent it to me, and it's just crazy. It's ridiculous. It's bananas. And he's going to go places with this joint right here. So just remember the first place that you heard it, GQ Palace Radio. Love
it. It's butter, baby.
For sure. Let's make it happen.
What's up, boo? This your boy, Papa Duck. And I've been noticing that you've been looking at me for quite some time now. I know you like my swag and all that, but I know why you really want to holler at me. Cause
I'm thugging, and she loves it. She's looking for a thug like me.
Go ahead, twist it up. Drop that thing to the floor and then pick head first, getting this cash.
You feel me?
And I already know why you wanna holler at me.
Why you wanna holler, bro?
Cause,
she know I'm thugging. She looking for me.
Yeah.
She know I'm thugging.
I
she looking for me. She know I'm thugging.
No,
she looking for me.
No,
she know I'm thugging.
Yeah.
She looking for me. Thugging. If she loves it, she's looking for a thug like me. A thug like me. I'm thugging. If she loves it, she's looking for a thug like me.
Yeah.
A thug like me.
What's up, babe? The block hot, so tonight I'm coming home early. But tonight I wanted to be special. I want to touch you while you run your hands through my dreads. Look me dead in my eyes and tell me how it feels. Now stop all that playing, babe. Yeah.
Alright, guys. I'm thugging by my man Papa Duck. Like I said, what we're going to do today, we just relaxing. My lines are starting to blow up. We just relaxing this evening. If it's a topic that you want to specifically talk about and you want to discuss, feel free to press that one button, come on the air, and give your topic, and we'll definitely talk to you about it. You know, that's how we do it, GQ Palace. You know, it's all about, you know, unity and everything. Like I said, I want to also, like I said, give another shout-out to my man Charlie Moe that passed away in Bronxdale. You know what I mean? He was a good dude, humble dude. I just seen him not too long ago. And, you know, next thing I see on Facebook is then I get a call that he had passed away, you know? So to be real, you know, we got to take care of ourselves. You know, that's why I love my fiance. She always tell me, you know, take care of yourself, take medicines. But I'm a hard-headed dude, you know what I mean? Sometimes us fellas, we hard-headed. We don't listen because we think we know it all. And you think because your woman is telling you something, she's trying to boss you or control you, you know. That's just showing how much she loves you, you understand? And that's what it's all about. So please take care of yourself and everything. That's why I love my female, my fiance to the fullest, you know. Can't nobody tell me nothing about her. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into this next joint by my man GQ. I don't know if you heard, remember GQ. We also did that joint called Click Split, which was fire for GQ Palace and everything. And we was playing it as an intro and all that. He's doing big things. He's taking it to another level. Shout out to my man Tracy Austin. It's going down. It's going down hard. But this next joint is called Playground by my man GQ. Remember when you heard it, GQ Palace Radio. Love it. Butter, baby. Let's make it happen.
Your turn, jump on top, six double dutch. Now double up.
Yes.
Now double down.
Welcome to my playground. Nothing else matters. We'll be popping bottles and you know it happens after. From your bed to the club, every drink you get in love. You know how it's going down. Do you have a drink to the crib? I'ma lay it down, you know what it is. Don't be no playground, cause I'm by my bed. Have you make it sound, make it sound. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my playground.
We can play. Now listen short. Getting southbound. Long stroke won't drown. Don't run, Lord knows. From the headboard to the floor. No rush, no blush. Put to sleep, count some sheep, then repeat it.
Take it to the crib. Nothing else matters. We'll be popping bottles and you know what happens after. From the bed to the club, every drink you get in love. You know how it's going down, just you have to get to the crib. I'ma lay it down, you know what it is. Don't be my favorite, cause I'm by my bed.
What we going to do right now, we going to get into this next joint. I'm feeling this joint right here. This joint right here is fire. It's by my man, Jay Lyric, Remember Me Well. And he's taking this whole hip-hop thing to another level with his versatile style, you know, how he deliver his message in the whole nine. He's not playing with it. So I'm telling y'all, real talk, you better look out for this kid because he's definitely going to take it to the next level when it comes to this hip-hop scene. I'm telling you, he ain't playing no games, and he stated that. He's coming out hard. Matter of fact, I believe we're going to have him on next week to tell his story and what he's doing in the music industry as an up-and-coming artist and where he's going and how he's taking it to another level. So this is my man right here, Jay Lyric. Remember Me Well, here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment, is Brother Baby.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Good girl, that hard. I remember you well. I remember you well. In the game, man, strict, probably make a man up a weight. When I go my step on a scale, but back to it. Met her at my man party, told myself had to get your stairs. Exchanging a few words back and forth, but she dug my style, but she dug it well. Well, ask for her phone number. Don't really care if it was fast or not. Thinking of a one night thing, one night fling. I ain't really care if it was less than that. Huh, cause she got a boyfriend that's locked. Been away for a while, enough for robbery. She told me it's cool, he ain't coming home no time soon. That's fine with me.
Just let it be. No need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math. No need to front. Hope this ain't too much. We only getting older. Baby, we only live once.
Now I done got deep with her. Swear never getting heat with her. We know it's fine, it's far from right, but I ain't thinking about leaving her. Hey, catch your feelings cause I sleep with her. Mom's calling, she ain't meeting her. It's bad enough, she got a man that's cut. Let alone we sneaking, bruh. Threatening my homies like, I ain't going to a home tonight. No more good, but she gotta hold on me. And I can't be alone tonight. Make no sense to keep this gun, but for some reason we don't wanna give it up. We living dangerous, she try and hang it up. Cause we only live once.
Just let it be. No need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math. No need to front. Hope this ain't too much. We only getting older. Baby, we only live once. We live once. We only live once, baby, we only live once,
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's go, baby.
Let's go.
Baby, all I need is you. You're the one I want.
caller on the line. Let's see who it is. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello. How are you?
I'm a little under the weather, but I'm okay.
Oh, well, we both are, so that makes a good tag team, okay?
okay.
I was just sitting here thinking. I actually had, like, a question to ask.
Okay.
In a relationship, what do you think is more important, quality or quantity?
I think in a relationship, it's, to me, they both play a big part in a relationship. But I think you need to spend more time with that person. You understand? Because quality means a lot, too. You want to spend that quality time with that person. And, you know, you want to sit back and, you want to have fun. You want to just, like, you know, do role reversals, play, fight. You know, there's certain things in the quality in a relationship that builds up that relationship. So I think that plays this part, too.
Okay, when I was saying, like, quality and quantity, you know how some people will go and deal with a person because they have XYZ, you know, money, cars, whatever, whatever. And some don't have all of those quantities. You know, so therefore, would you, like, if you was in a fresh relationship, somebody else came along and they had more to offer you than that person, you know, that's what I meant by quantity.
Well, to me, if you want to go with that person that have quantity, you're going to lose out because the grass ain't always greener on the other side.
That's
so
true.
The materialistic thing, I don't believe in that.
Exactly.
And, you know, you got people
that's
that
exactly
actually do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they mess up that quality for that quantity.
Right.
You understand? And then when they realize the grass ain't greener on the other side, they want to come back to that person.
And
that's what you mess
up. It could possibly be too late.
Exactly. It'd be too late.
I mean, if it was me,
person.
Yeah, it would be too late because if you just went over there to reach for what that quantity was about, you know, instead of weighing your quality with me, then you would have to go. You can't come back.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, because I say that so often, you know, the love that I have in my heart is worth more than a dollar.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm going to tell you this from a man with experience. I've been through it, so I know.
Uh-huh.
And each time they wanted to come back, no, it's too late. I don't want to be bothered with you because the grass wasn't greener on the other side. It wasn't what you expected. So what you're doing is you're leaving somebody in a situation because you felt like it wasn't going good, but then you're going with this person because you feel like they're giving you everything that you wanted. But in the long run, they're not giving you everything that you wanted because if they was giving you everything that you wanted, you wouldn't worry about the materialistic things that they have.
Right, right.
You understand?
It's true.
So to me, a person that deals with that, that's the person that's going to be lonely and miserable.
Right. You know, because that person with all the quantity, they're going to shower you with everything that they possibly can to get you from the rip. And then, as it goes along, all of that, when it stops, then what are you going to do then?
Exactly.
And you see that other side of that person.
Exactly. So, and maybe the quantity, the same thing they did to you, they're going to do to the next person.
Thank you.
Karma's a mother. What goes around,
that comes around. That's why I said with cheating, if somebody cheated on another person to get to you, eventually you're going to catch the same wrath.
Exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen, you know, because for the simple fact, you cheating, and I think some people cheat because they like the excitement of it, the sneaking around, you know, and think that they won't get caught. I think that, okay, well, you know, such and such, I ain't going to get caught doing this, ain't nothing going to happen, but what's done in the dark, regardless
it
of how long
to life.
It takes, it comes to life. You understand? So regardless of how long it takes.
And then, don't you think when you get to a certain age that, you know, that's like a young thing, you know, that cheating with different people, I mean, when you reach a certain age, I'm serious, I just feel like it's time to give up that mess.
Yeah.
And nowadays, everything that's out here in the street, why would you even want to jeopardize it?
Exactly. You know, it's
you know,
a lot
and,
of
and men people. And women doing it. You know, I'm not just saying men. It's men and women doing it.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Like, look, I was looking at Facebook the other day. There was this guy on there. They call him the AIDS man. And he was on Facebook. I don't know if you've seen it. He was on Facebook. I meant to put it on my wall so everybody could see it, too. And he was naming all the names of the females that he had sex with.
Whoa.
He had a mask on his face. It was a while ago. They had this dude picture up, and he was like, you know, they said, look out for him. He's spreading AIDS. You know, and he said, yo, I got a hot car. I got the jewelry. I got the diamonds. But the females won't think he has AIDS. And that's what triggered him. And he said one girl was 15 he had sex with.
Oh,
girl
man.
Was 18. I'm going to see if I can find it. I'm going to post it back up on my page. I'm going to see if I can find it again. And he
yeah,
because
I know
had
they had a picture. They had a picture of a female saying that she was full-blown AIDS. You know, and I just, people like that, I just think that, you know, it's so unfair. Because how can you just, you know, go around knowing that you have this? You know,
mm-hmm.
and I guess it's just that you just don't give a monkey rat's butt.
No.
You know?
You don't. And that's what this guy was saying. He's talking about, oh, you know, it ain't that I'm doing it, you know, to be spiteful, but it was given to me, so I'm going to give it to everybody else.
Wow.
You know, and he said all the females he did it with, it was unprotected sex.
Wow.
You know? So to me, you know, you go on and you do what you do and you want to feel like, okay, well, I want to go with this person because they giving me what my main fiance or my main boyfriend or my main girlfriend or my main spouse or my main mate is not giving me. You understand? So if you want to go with that person, then you take that lead and you go ahead. But remember, in the back of your mind, you're playing a dangerous game.
Exactly.
The reason why you're playing a dangerous game,
you know, not only because of AIDS, but you got to think, okay, now if I go to Tom, if Tom is my man, you know, me and Tom got, we living together, whatever, and then I go see James, then you don't know who what woman that James have dealt with that may be somewhere
left.
Exactly. I don't care if you're going state to state or what. You don't know what that person is doing out there.
Exactly.
And it's like you say, it's a cheating, period, is dangerous.
It's very dangerous. And then you don't know the response you're going to get from that person if they catch you cheating.
Man, I'm telling you.
You understand?
Because that
just
person...
Go ahead.
Like the song say... that's the sweetest person in the world, but can be the meanest person in the world if you make them that way.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
You know, that man, you could been with him for years. He may have never touched you. But if you hurt somebody's heart, you don't know what that person is capable of doing. And they'll get to the point that they don't care what precaution they have to take. Whatever happened after that, then that's what they'll deal with.
Exactly. Hold on, we have another call on the line. I want to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
I have a comment as to what you two were talking about. I was just listening. And it's a shame. It's so sad. It makes a reason why I became celibate again. Because I was...
She ain't said single, she said celibate. Okay.
I was married and my husband cheated on me, and I cheated on my husband, and then, can you hear me? Really
yes,
good, loud and clear. Okay, yes. And, you know, the cheating went back and forth, and then I grew older, and I stopped cheating, and then I met, I had a side guy, let's just say. And the side guy had just as many partners as my husband had. So you think about all these people that you know. Now I'm just talking about two people that I was sleeping with, my husband and my side guy, whatever you want to call him. They're so creepy people in this world. To think that you could just be sleeping with this, that one and that one and this one and then coming home and calling you the main one or his only one.
Right.
So it made me think that all guys are creeps and I refuse to have sex. I'm afraid.
And, you know, and that's the way you have to be because nowadays you either go with the one you went or you just go another route. And not the route of going with everybody else. Sometimes, you know, they say the Bible says it's, you know, fornicating or whatever is a sin. But to me, what people sort of realize, like somebody I came on a show a long time ago, and I think there was a pastor. I don't know which show I was listening to. And they was like, yeah, you know, fornicating, you know, you do that. And doctors tell you they prefer for you to do that than to go out there and catch something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's a pleasant thing to do, but, you know, in order if you got somebody, and you know what, you feel like times is hard, that's to be truthful, that's what you do, but you don't go out there and have sex with the next person because that next person could have something, and then when you
that's
and your
true.
Partner get together,
now, see, at
you
the time that, at the time that I was, you know, on my in-between, I was still sleeping with each of them. Now, because I was still in love with my husband, but yet I hadn't met this new guy who seemed, oh, so, you know, perfect. And so, in the meantime, I had caught something. Thank God it wasn't the HIV, the AIDS, and, you know, nothing
really
bad. But I could not even pinpoint it on each one. So, what I did was, I blacked out on both of them. And guess what they both said? Oh, well, you didn't get it from me because... And guess what they both were doing? Guess what they both were doing? So then, crazy me, I went and started to sneak around and find out who each of them were sleeping with, and which made a whole even... It made the mess even more because the word got out in the street, and then I found out more of the women that my husband was cheating on me with. I found out more of the women that I'm not even going to call these women. More of these hoes that my husband was cheating with. More of these hoes that this so-called, you know, greater man was with. And it created a whole mess. It really made me stop even thinking about sex.
That's what it does to you.
Honestly.
Hold on for a moment. We have another caller. I just want to bring them on. Then I'm going to let you finish what you were saying. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I have one caller that was saying something. I finished saying what you were saying.
Yes, the mess that it creates, the whole circle of, you know, these diseases and the lies and the deception and the, rather than just get into what, you know, that the whole big mess, I just cleared it all up and I just stopped even thinking about sex. I don't think about it. The minute it enters my head, it exits and I just go without, I do without. I just became celibate again.
We have another call on the line. Somebody's going to say something, right?
Well, I see sex as creepy. I see men as creepy and just nasty and dirty, and I don't want to be nasty and dirty.
Oh, my.
Why got to be mad, though?
Even
why
the ones that present...
Because that's who did it to her.
The bad part about it, I'm going to say it's about 10% of the men that out here, no, I'm going to say 5% that out here that probably not like that.
10.
You say 10? Okay, I'll give you 10 then. Okay, we have another call on the line. Did you hear the topic?
I didn't hear the topic. I was just listening in, trying to multitask. What was the topic? I'm sorry.
Wow, you made me that call
you know
made
what
me
happened
what I
had
to say.
What's more important in a relationship, quality or quantity? But the thing is that the thing is that we just went around because then we started talking about everything
yeah.
else.
Okay. Well. Okay. Well, that's a hard question because quality versus quantity. Quality of what? Is it quality of the intimacy or is
no.
the amount of, or is it just in general? Like, how much time do you spend with the person? Like, I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Okay, what I was saying, like, you have some people that, okay, just say, for instance, your man, husband, or whatever, don't have a car. Yeah, he ain't got no job, but he make ends meet.
Okay.
But this next person has everything going for themselves. So you leave your husband or your mate to go with that man that has everything.
Mm-mm.
No.
Let me tell you. No. Okay. Now that you explain it that way, I get it. Okay.
Okay.
Me personally, I'd rather stay with my man where we may be struggling, but I know at the end of the day that he loves me and we're building together. So we're on the come up together. You know, he shine, I shine, I shine, he shine. We shine together. I'd rather that versus having someone that has it all but doesn't love me and doesn't want to build with me, because that means you're going to be so stuck on yourself and what you have already that you're not paying attention to what we could have together. So I'd rather take the person that has no job and, you know, that you're struggling. So this way we
can
build together
and we're
looking
at
each other.
At the end of the day, that person that's giving you all of this, you know, and all of that from the beginning, when they stop giving to you, what are you going to do then? Then you're going to be lost.
I just can't stop seeing men as creeps. No matter what what he has to offer, how sweet he is, how much money or how broke, I just can't get past, you know, probably because I'm not over, you know, the fact that I was cheated on so bad and done so dirty.
Yeah.
And I have a question. Why is it that when you're a good person, you get cheated on with these dirty, low-down, why does a man cheat on a good woman with these low-down, dirty slugs? Why?
Because that's what they choose to do.
No,
you know,
I'm going to give it to you in a straight-up point, man's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
That's because a lot of men want their cake and eat it too.
And eat it too.
And you give them that position to feel like they can do it, that's what they're going to do.
When you allow them to do what they do to you and they see that they're getting away with it, they're going to do it as long as you let them, whether it be years, months, or whatever. Until you stop it or put your foot down and walk away from it, it's going to always be that way.
You know what else too? I think that the problem that both men and women both have, you know, because I think that the women cheat, you know, a good amount too, as well as, you know, the guys.
Exactly.
But to me, I think that I've heard a lot of men say that if they can have someone at home and have somebody on the side and get away with it, that's having your cake and eating it too.
Yep.
Or
but you see
if,
what you know what?
If they,
that's,
if they
that's
like
not a
different
man.
Variety of different things, guess what? They might tell you they want one thing. Like we have like a couple of the guys that I work with. Most of them are, you know, soon to be married and engaged. But when they were talking, they were pretty much saying, like, you know what? Yeah, but at the end of the day, I'm getting older now. So because I'm getting older, I want to settle down, you know, and I want to make my baby mama, you know, my wife. And my argument was, you want to make your baby mama the wife now, 5-10 years later, but you've been screwing around for 5 or 10 years since you
right.
met her. So what changed? Besides the fact
yeah,
that
see,
a lot of the girls
that's,
said,
that's,
you know,
that's
people
not
are
a man.
Picking up. Say it again?
That's not a man. That's not a man. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's not a man. It's not a man to me, but it's a man to somebody. Because the baby mothers feel like, okay, this is my man, he's my baby daddy, you know, and now they're just as happy as pie that the person is even asking, you know, the baby daddy's like, okay, well, will you marry me? You know, I'm sorry I put you through all this stuff, but will you marry me? And a part of me wants to say, okay, where's the red flag after red flag after red flag? Because
exactly.
When you sat down and you bared his kids, okay, and you gave birth yelling and screaming in labor, he didn't respect you enough to make you his wife then. So right. Why is he going to respect you enough now, 5 or 10 years later,
exactly.
To make you his wife now?
Well,
and she's, okay,
she's got some issues if she did.
You got to realize, on certain points when it comes to a man and a baby mama. See, you got to realize, you probably didn't make of that point because he probably actually seen something going on. You understand that he wasn't too quite happy with, but this lady is having his child now. So he could be trying to do that to bear the fact of, okay, let's make it work, which to me, a real man ain't going to do that. If it's not working, it's not working if you have the baby or not.
But he did after the baby is born, 5 or 10 years after.
Yeah, that's what I said. When we're having a baby, if the baby's born or not.
Kick rocks, fool, because he ain't coming back to me after no 5 or 10 years.
See, I can't see it. I'm sorry. I can't see it because
you've been out there doing all your dirt.
Right. And if you don't love me enough, you love me enough to make a child with me, but you don't love me enough to marry me. That's a problem.
When I really needed you in my life, you wasn't there. So why come now that this kid is almost grown?
Okay, so can I ask y'all ladies something? What about the male that tells the female, okay, I don't want to have a baby, but she still chooses to trick him and they wind up having a baby?
You put 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, 6 and 7 condoms on. Don't even try it. That is just an excuse.
I'm asking a question here.
That's
like
all
the other stuff
in that. But
that ain't no trick.
That
ain't no trick. Because if he knows she can get pregnant, then he needs to prevent it.
But you seen seen the TV show Being Mary Jane, and she saved that sperm in the refrigerator, in the freezer?
You know, see, that's the sneakiness females do.
That was crazy. I seen that. What about the guy, Rich Money? I'm sorry, Rich Money. But just one more thing. I'm sorry. What about the guy that actually... what about the guy that went on Facebook or went on one of the social websites and was calling out all the names of the girls that he had sex with from the age of 18 to 21?
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about that guy.
He was with a 15-year-old girl as well. You understand? And that's what we were talking about. That's the part where we were talking about the quantity and the quality. You understand? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
know what you're getting nowadays.
And he said that he'll drive around in his Jaguar and sit outside the club and wait for these young girls to come out there, and they pretty girls too. They don't ask no questions, don't ask where the condom at or nothing. That's crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? That's,
them s'mores. They s'mores.
Excuse me?
They call s'mores. A smut and a whore mixed together.
You know what?
Just call them slurs.
You know what? Wow. You know, I can't say that. I can't say that. You know what?
Oh, my God.
Wow. You know what? You know, I'm glad you picked that topic because a lot of people just don't realize what it takes to be in a real relationship.
Right.
You understand? You're going to get the arguing. You're going to get the fighting. You're going to get the disagreement. You understand? To me, my thing is just know what the argument and the disagreement and everything is about. Don't take one thing and bring it to that place. Take another thing and bring it to that place. You understand? Know the situation about it. You understand? We all have different personas about ourselves. That's the main thing. We all have different personas about ourselves. And you got some people that I would say is adolescents. Just like you got a female body with a grown female body with a child mentality, you have a grown male body with a child's mentality.
A body by Fisher and a mind by Mateo. That's the way you say it.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
But, you know, I don't want no man that's going to give me everything that I ask for or think that I want or just, you know, because eventually what's going to happen when that money run out or when that man decide, you know what, I ain't buying her nothing no more. And start treating you like you ain't nothing.
Well, you got some people that actually does do that, you understand? But that's because people let them.
I'm scared of them kind
of
people.
If you let a person let you do that, then yeah.
like the other caller was saying, sometimes, you know, it's best to have a half of, like your girl say, half of a man than no man at all.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
At the end of the day, when you think about that man that's got all the quantity, he ain't no real man, like you say, at the end of the day, because you don't know who else he out there showering with gifts and all of this.
Exactly, exactly. But what I want to do, I want to go to a quick song break, and I want to come back because we do have another segment going on next, and I'm going to present the next segment, but I want to go to a quick song break, and we'll be right back, all right?
All right.
All right, we'll be right back after this quick song. This is by Dave Cowboy, No One Can Love You. Let's go.
No one can love you more than me.
What's up, ladies? It's your favorite DJ, Kev Ski. Y'all heard the album and it's real dope, but I know y'all gonna put a remake on there, right? I'm just saying, it wouldn't be Deja Vu without it.
No one can give like I give to you.
Can't believe that you.
Radio. Deja Vu from Motown. They doing big things. Make sure you get that CD. It's fire. It's called Deja Vu. But what's going on now, you know, we do have another topic coming on, but I want the callers, if they still on the line, to give their final thoughts. Who I have? Is T still there?
Yes.
Okay. But we have another segment coming on. You know, I have an up-and-coming artist named Fleebo. He's doing big things in the music industry. He's taking it to the next level. We're going to find out what's going on with him. So I want you, what I would like for you to do is give your final thought on this topic.
My final thought is quality versus quantity. I'll take the quality. And be careful of who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with at all times.
I definitely agree with that. But before we go, is it a reason why you picked that specific topic? I'm just curious to know. My line
Leave
is
me alone.
I'm just curious to know why you picked that specific topic. The other caller
and listen,
I had on,
that's
they,
a whole
they ran away.
That's,
no,
that's
I mean,
a whole other topic.
Away. Oh, I do have another caller on. I still have to call on. All right, what's your final thought on the topic? I thought the other callers ran away. It was like, that was
I was here. But my final thought is I'd rather have a person that loves me and that we can go together than have a person that has it all and doesn't love and respect me.
Okay. Is my other caller on? The other caller is there. They going.
I'm afraid for the other caller.
Yeah, because she was going through
the creepy, with the creepy man.
She's done.
So she's been hurt.
I know the feeling, man.
She said celebrate.
I mean, that's
wow.
Why when he asked me about was it a reason I picked that, I said that's a whole nother topic.
So ladies, I want to thank y'all for calling in. Y'all can stay on the line. My lines is flooded. We have an up-and-coming artist coming up, Fleeto. Then after Fleeto, we have Cypress Hill, one and only Mellow Man Ace in the building. He's going to be tuned in, and we're going to talk to him as well here. He's smashing new singles as well from Cypress Hill. So if y'all choose to tune in, y'all tune in, listen in, you know, give my man Fleeto his response on how y'all like his singles and all that. My lines is flooded once again. The number, if you want your PC, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can continue to stay on the line to hear the show. But ladies, I thank y'all, and please stay tuned because we have something big coming up for y'all right now, all right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right, people. Coming up next, we have my man Fleeto in the building, and we're going to play his smashing single, Lottie Dottie. Ooh, I heard this man tracks and they fire. He's definitely taking it to the next level. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment with your man Rich Money.
It's butter, baby.
For sure.
I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio.
Friday night is spend my time listening to Rich Money, love and entertainment.
Dynamic duo, Batman and Batman.
Hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, love and entertainment on GQ Powers Radio. It's Butter Baby.
Good.
Yeah, this is Captain Over Rudd, and the group people love to see on Captain Over Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah. You're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio.
I wanted this to be special, something more than any other feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might say that I'm old school, new school, no school boo. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing.
That's a good thing. Yeah, I heard those singles, man. They fire. They definitely fire. Ain't no question about it.
So now, you know, it's all about that hard work that we put in there right now.
I feel you. I feel you. Now, your name, Fleeto, that's a unique name. That is definitely a unique name. How did you come up with your name, Fleeto?
Pretty much, Fleeto pretty much mean a lifestyle. It's another way of saying, you know, something is dope. You know, it's just the way you feel, the way you, you know, the way you wake up in the morning, the way you dress, the way you live your life. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much another way of saying it's dope. So I just like, you know what? You want to say it's Fleeto, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much a short term for fleet. You know, we all know what the fleet jets are. We take off and, you know, we all move as one. I say, you know, in East Harlem, you know, we all about getting money, getting fly. You know, we all out for one mission. That's just to make it. So, you know, it's a dope lifestyle that we live in. That's pretty much what it is.
Now, how old was you when you first started MCing?
I said about 15. I took it serious when I was about 19. You know, I always wanted to, produce beats. Be a producer and just make beats and always walking around with, like, you know, headphones and playing basketball in my hood. And it was either basketball or just making beats. And, you know, I fell in love with music. And then I used to, you know, jot down, you know, how my day was in my little notebook. I said my black and white notebook. And then just started putting the words together with the beats. And I said, you know what, let me just start doing this rap and stuff. And it came together. How that came about.
Now, who would you say is some of your biggest influences on becoming an MC?
I would definitely say Mace. Mace is definitely number one. Jay-Z, you know, definitely I give a shout out to Hov. You know, he's keeping up with the with the new generation right now. For him to be coming from an era where everybody was nice. I mean, everybody on the radio was nice. You know. For to continue to kill the game right now, definitely got to give him his props over that. And Kanye West is just being different and you know, bringing a new light to the hip hop and, you know, the fashion and everything. So I would say those three right there.
Mm. Now, I know you have like a little clique going on, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little something about your clique, because I asked you how we got involved, you know, such and such. No, I'd rather for you to break it down. Tell us about your clique. I know you deal with Misha Mills as well. She's doing her thing. Let us know a few other people that you're dealing with.
Yeah, but, and, you know, definitely shout out to Misha Mills. She definitely a dope MC that's coming out, you know, right there in North Carolina and, you know, right now in the Bronx. You know, my clique, pretty much Fleeto, you know, my nigga Noel Ryan. You know, the whole next ass, you know, we were coming up in Hilltop, you know, young boys on the block, and but as in for the clique, as in my circle, it's pretty much just me and my dude, Noel Ryan, and KGB, Keep Getting Better Hollywood, you know, a group that actually was, you know, formed by the older cats from my block. So, you know, I'm mixed in with the OGs, so being young G coming from the hood, I'm actually doing my thing with that, so I just, you know, formed my own crew, and we just coming together and we're doing our thing from the east side.
Mm. Now, I do want to get into one of your singles real fast, you know, because I'm not sure I'm saying the right title for this single. It's called
okay.
Stacking Paper.
Stacking Paper. That one is called Fleeto. Yeah, that one's called Fleeto.
Fleeto,
also
it is Fleeto. I've seen the link, and I'm like, well, maybe it's...
Everybody want to call it Stack That Paper, you know what I mean? I got a lot of people saying we should call it Stack That Paper, but now we don't call that one Fleeto because the way that track came about is just that no matter where I go, no matter where I'm at, I'm going to live my life Fleeto, is that I'm never going to change who I am. I'm going to always continue to be Fleeto Tone. And I'm never going to, you know, some people go different places and think, or because they don't know you, you can become a character that you're not. You know what I'm saying? You can turn into somebody that you're really not. And I'm just pretty much keeping it, you know, keeping it funky. Like, yo, I'm gonna be that same cat that I was from Lex Ave. I'm gonna be that. I'm gonna continue to, you know, hold myself like that and carry myself like that no matter where I go. So I'm gonna continue to be Fleeto no matter what.
Yeah, because I seen it. I'm like, yo, maybe they did it wrong. This song is fire. I think it's called Stacking Paper.
Yeah.
Because I seen Fleeto, so I'm like, But it's definitely fire. So what actually made you decide to call it Fleeto instead of, you know, Stacking Paper? Because it is, you know, a lot of people don't call it they live it, you know, what they choruses. You understand? A lot of people don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. Shout out to Roger B because he produced that track. I mean, I call it Fleeto because, like I said, it's just that I don't. Well, my music is I don't want people to, like, you know, pretty much guess, like, you know, oh, that's obvious that he was gonna name that track that, you know, because that's what the chorus is saying. I want to grab people's attention with the titles, so they could be like, yo, you know, that's you know. That caught my eye. Like, let me hear that track. And pretty much describing, you know, how I came up and you know, how it all started. And you know, me just living my life, you know, living a dope lifestyle and just continuing to be me and not changing for nothing. So I just said, you know what, let me just call it Fleeto because pretty much the track is Fleeto, it's dope. So, you know, I just wanted to keep it basic and keep it like that. So that's how that came about. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tash, she's definitely breaking down the you know, the meaning of Fleeto, and shout out to Molly for being on the hook with me.
All right. So you know what? We're gonna definitely get into that right now. But you know, I want you to introduce that next thing. That for the first one, right. Matter of fact, let me say it like that.
This track right here is off my Social Deviant project. It's called Fleeto, featuring me and Molly. My boy Cash. Let's get it.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Fleeto.
This is Rich Money, CEO / host for GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. Don't forget to check out that GQ Palace website at www.GQGEEQUE002.wix.com / GQ Palace Radio. We doing big things, baby. We taking it to the next level, you heard?
Get your money, then stack your paper, cause they gon' hate it. Now you know this shit is real. Get your money, stack your paper. Now you know this shit is real, cause everywhere I go, I'ma live my life to you. Oh, 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 oh. Get your money, stack your paper, cause they gon' hate it. Now you know this shit is real. Get your money, stack your paper, cause they gon' hate it. Now you know this shit is real. I remember lonely nights on that fifth floor, chillin' by the ab, all my niggas by the flagpole. I told myself I'd park that Benz by that flagpole. Stay focused and humble, maybe you could cop a Porsche. Now who would ever think I'd fall in love with writing rhymes and kicking flows all up in the studio, now all around the world. They respect the nigga hustle, and they love the way this nigga flow. That's the reason why them panties hit the flow, and all them bad bitches yelling out Fleeto. It's funny how my days change. I work from swiping a bus pass to sitting in S-class, now hop in the first class. Word, get your money.
Yo, too, man, these niggas just don't understand, man.
Cause they gon' hate.
They don't understand life and the value.
Shit is real. Get
it's everyday
money.
Shit.
And stack your paper.
Stacking your money, getting your paper. Family and
moms. You know this shit.
We live in Fleeto. I'm saying if they ain't hitting, you ain't doing something right. Obviously we are. I mean, look at us. The way we walk, the way we talk, everything is Fleeto. Fleeto, what up?
Get your money.
You
stack your paper.
I mean, girls, guys.
Now you know this shit is real.
It's a lifestyle.
Stack your paper.
It's the way you wake up in the morning. It's the way you go to bed.
Now you know this shit is real.
Fleeto. Fleeto.
Roll up to this and pour up to this. And if you getting that money, fuck it, stunt to this. And if you're feeling like me, live life to this. And if you fucking with this heat, scream fleet to this. Man, I'm chillin'. And shout out Roger Beat for this heat. Man, I'm Fleeto. And ain't nobody fucking with my team. We all gonna make it, the world gonna see. And if you're feeling like me, then repeat after me. Get your money.
Yo, what's good? This is Captain Over Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Captain Over Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Let's go. Yeah.
Now you know this shit is real, get your money, and stack your paper, cause they gon' hate. Now you know this shit is real, cause...
Yo, too, man, these niggas just don't understand, man. They don't understand life and the values. It's everyday shit. Stacking your money, getting your paper, family and moms. You live in Fleeto. I'm saying if they ain't hating, you ain't doing something right. So obviously we are. I mean, look at us. The way we walk, the way we talk, everything is Fleeto. Fleeto, what up?
Yeah, Fleeto.
That joint right there. Woo! Baby, that joint right there is fire. When I heard that joint, I was like, wow.
Appreciate it. You know. That right there, it gives you that feeling like it's like an anthem. You know what I'm saying? Give you that anthem feeling. To me, that's what it gives me. Like every time I play that, you know, I look at people, you know, they the response to it, and you know, I be having like, you know, the kids, they be bumping to it. You see kids moving their heads, we see the females moving their heads to it, and you see the, you know, the fellas. So it's like an anthem. And like, you know, that's what the feeling that gives me.
Mm, you definitely took that joint to the next level. That's something you could sit there and marinate on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that fire right definitely. There. It's definitely that fire. Definitely. We have some callers on the line for you. We're going to bring them on.
Okay.
Hello. Caller, are you there?
I'm here, baby.
What's up? What's up? Fleeto on the line.
Hi, Fleeto, baby. It's Emmy from Lexington.
Oh, what's good? What's good? Thank you. What's up? What's up? How you doing?
Hi, baby. You know you the shit. I'm loving it, bro. I'm loving it. I got three words for you, baby. You deserve it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You know, let Lex have know we here now. You know what I'm saying? Lex have, we here.
You already know, baby. You is that nigga. You such a sweetheart, but at the same time, you real, my dude. I love it. I'm loving
it.
Yes, I'm blessing you right now, and I want you to keep doing your thing because you deserve it, baby.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, and I appreciate all the love.
I love you, Fleeto. I'ma holla at you, all right, bro?
I'll be cool.
Bye, baby.
All right, peace.
Bye.
All right. We have another caller for you, Fleeto. We're going to bring them on.
Okay.
Hello, caller, you there?
Yo.
Yeah, yo. You on the air.
Yo, what's good, Fleeto? This is E, man, from Queens and all that. What's good, baby?
What's good, baby? What's going on, man? How's everything, man?
Everything good, man. Chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? You want to show love and all that. You know what I'm saying? Loving
good
that mixtape.
Good looking, bro.
Definitely,
I appreciate the love,
man.
I definitely appreciate the love out there, man.
You already know, man. You know what I'm saying? You're not watching me, man. That's that shit right there. For real, man. I'm loving that
know,
frame
man.
Right there, man.
You already know, we're gonna be showing some videos real soon, so you know, definitely hit your jack, you know what I'm saying? You gotta come through, man. You gotta, man. Bring the family, you know, everybody, you know, the Harlem and the Queens thing, get it connected, man. Let's get this money.
Oh, yeah, you're ready, man. You know what I'm saying?
You're
doing the thing, man. I'm loving your movement and all that, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep in touch, man.
Good looking, man. Definitely. And hit your jack when this is over, bro. All
right, man. Cool, no doubt.
Copy.
Copy.
Now, when it comes to doing your productions, Fleeto, let me ask you, do you deal with one producer or do you deal with random producers when it's time to do your productions?
I deal with random producers, you know what I mean? Shout out to Rich Lou. He's from East Harlem. He definitely doing his thing. He did a lot of joints with Fred the Godson, Jim Jones. It's so many artists, you know what I'm saying? I don't wanna miss out on nobody, but definitely he's definitely coming up on it in East Harlem. He definitely showed me love from day one, and Roger B, he definitely got DC on Smash. You know, definitely look him up. He's definitely somebody that's up and coming, he's definitely doing his thing. So the way I get my beats and everything, you wanna know something so funny that when I first started, it was so complicated for me to get beats, you know what I'm saying? I was just like trying to holler at everybody for beats. Nobody didn't want to mess with me. So, you know what I'm saying? Once I started getting beats from producers that had a name and they started seeing that I was ripping and I was killing it, that's when it all started flooding in. So, I mean, I understand how the game go and I respect it, you know what I'm saying? So right now it's just, you know, beats just flying from everywhere, you know what I'm saying? From everywhere, and I'm definitely appreciating the love. So I just want to say something to, you know, the people out there that's making these beats. If you got an up-and-coming artist that's hollering at you, I mean, just show some love, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know. You never know. It's hard out here for cats like us coming up. And, you know what I mean? If you understand, I started out just like us, you know what I'm saying? So definitely show love. Don't forget where you came from.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. You know, in order for them to get to where they at, they needed people to, you know, support them.
Definitely.
So, you know, it's best to support people as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
well, you know, you got
the
GQ Palace full support. You're going in the magazine and the whole nine yards. But we have another caller for you, Fleeto. We're going to bring them on.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, you on the air with Fleeto?
Yeah, it was 6-7, man. Fleeto was good.
6-7 was really good, man.
It was good, man. I'm feeling the movement, man. The album's fire. I'm 6-7 of the Fleeto gang.
Yeah, definitely. Yo, 6-7 is definitely Fleeto. He's a member. He's a family of the Fleeto, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely behind the production and the video and all that, man. So 6-7 is definitely family. KGB, that's right there. That's family right there. That's day one.
That's day one family.
Fleeto
gang, take over. Not even for East Harlem, the whole Harlem, man.
The
you gotta bring
Harlem,
that back and put it on top.
Down, you know what I'm saying?
Get whole back Harlem. To the map, man.
But it start on the East, though. You know what I mean? But let's go for the whole Harlem. Man.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's always start somewhere.
Definitely.
We putting the whole Harlem on.
You know what I mean? Sunrise on the East and the sets on the West. That's how we do it.
I'm feeling that last joint, man. I'm feeling that last joint. That Fleetwood joint.
Yeah.
The whole album's on deck, though.
Yeah, really. No, definitely. Me and 6-7, we was out there in D.C. with Roger B and Flom and Glenn, and we be turning that shit into a movie. So definitely look out for them, too.
Early.
Thanks for calling. Now, Fido.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, because you have a lot of people, like you said, you know, you struggled, you know, people wouldn't deal with you at first, and now you got everybody calling and hollering at you. What could you tell an up and coming artist that's trying to get to where you at?
Man, just don't stop doing what you're doing. Don't stop. You know, continue to be you. The most important thing is being yourself. You be yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna experience the hate. You're gonna get that. You're gonna get people saying stuff about you. You're gonna make a track that's whack. You're gonna mess up. You're gonna forget your words. You're gonna go through that. It's a step process. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go through that in order to enjoy where you at right now. So just don't stop. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. You know what I'm saying? Just continue to do it. Just continue to master your craft. Continue to keep killing beats. Continue to network. Don't stop, because when you stop, all you're doing is allowing the person that's behind you to pass you. So continue to do what you do. Don't care about what everybody says, because you want to know one thing? When people start to see that, you know, you're doing your thing, that's when everybody's going to start to, you know, look at you and be like, all right, let me check this person out. You know what I'm saying? I don't call them, you know, hopping on the bandwagon. You just, you know, they just don't understand what's going on right now, so they don't want to take a chance to support somebody that's going to pretty much mess up. You know what I'm saying? So they want to hear you out. If you're doing your thing, then they're like, all right, you know, let's give them a chance. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely understand I'm part of the game. I definitely understand that.
I definitely feel you. And you sound like you're level-headed. You got a good head on your shoulder, and you're definitely going to take it to the next level. Now,
definitely, man.
Now, you say in my quote, tone means any sound considering with references to its quality, pitch, strength, character of sound. Explain to us that.
I can't hear you. Say that one more time.
Okay, you say tone means any sound considering with references to its quality, pitch, strength, character of sound. Express to the listeners what you mean by that.
Well, you know, tone is pretty much like, you know, it's a difference. You know what I'm saying? You ask anybody that know me. I've been different. You know, just I was never the type to follow behind people. I mean, I always did things differently. You know what I'm saying? I never was the type to follow because everybody was doing that. You know what I'm saying? I just always been different. So, you know, tone is just a difference. You know what I'm saying? I'm just different at what I do. I'm not going to follow behind nobody. I'm going to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to be that person that's going to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? And that goes with my music. I'm not going to just rap the way everybody else is rapping, because that's the flow right now. Nah, I'm going to bring it to the 90s flow, because that's what I'm comfortable at. Or I'm going to switch it up and do my own thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to talk about, you know, what the main topic is of right now, or whatever everybody else is talking about, because that's just the hottest thing. Nah, I'm going to set a new topic and have everybody riding that wave. I mean, so everything that I do is just going to be different. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of cat that everybody want to wear black. I'm going to come through with a yellow, you know, a yellow coat to stand out. That's how I am. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, people say it's flashy and that, you know, the loudest person in the room is the weakest. Well, I say, if you think I'm the weakest, then try me. That's all.
Exactly. I definitely feel you on that one. And I like that statement. Everybody wear black, you wear yellow. That means you're a leader, not a follower. I definitely feel you on that one.
Yeah.
Now, Pray For Me. Tell us about Pray For Me.
Pray For Me. Pray For Me is just, you know, that beat is the Jay-Z where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my favorite Jay-Z tracks. And I always wanted to rap off that beat. You know what I'm saying? Actually, my Grams, God bless her soul, she lived up right there in Marcy on Flushing off the G train. And where Jay-Z shot his video, it's the right on Flushing, it's used to be a bodega. And I remember when I was like six, I seen him actually doing that video. And I didn't really understand
you know, what he was doing and what that video was until I got older. When I heard it, it became one of my favorite tracks. I always said I wanted to rap off of it. And pretty much it's just pretty much explaining my side of my hood, where I'm from, Lexington, you know what I'm saying, Lexington Projects, and I'm 98 from Lexington, shout out to everybody on that side, and just letting them know that we go through shit too, you know what I'm saying, or because we not deep in Harlem, we in the beginning of Spanish Harlem, we go through stuff too, you know what I'm saying, we had hard times and everything, you know, I mean, you come through there now, you know, you got the little rich buildings and stuff like that, but it wasn't that, you know, we started vacant like that, it used to be our playgrounds, you know, we lost, I lost one of my childhood friends 2 years ago, you know what I'm saying, so we pretty much go through things too, so it's like, I just want cats to pray for me, because I know people's going to start hating, and I realized that when you in this game, you know what I'm saying, some people just don't want to see you shine, you know what I'm saying, people just don't want to see you shine, so instead of hating, I just want people to pray my success and want to see me continue to do good, because if I do good, you know, I'm gonna make sure everybody else do good, you know what I mean, everybody that wants to do good, let me make sure I say that again, everybody that wants to do good, you know what I'm saying, if you're just gonna waste my time or waste time in general, you could just stay where you at, you know what I'm saying, so pray for me is just pretty much saying, like, you know, I just want everybody just to pray for me, and I hate, and definitely have to get me some nails on you, and the crazy thing about it is, I laid down the verse. She heard it. She just went in the booth and did what she did. You know what I'm saying? She just put the nail in the coffin. That's how he came up with Pray For Me.
I definitely feel you. So we definitely going to get into that right now. All right, Dons definitely. And Divas. Here's some more fire by Fleeto. Pray For Me featuring Nisha Mills here on GC Knowledge Radio. Love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
This is Rich Money, CEO slash host for GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. Don't forget to check out that GQ Palace website at www.gqgeeqe002.wix.com/GQ Palace Radio. We doing big things, baby. We taking it to the next level. You heard? Yeah.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me. Follow me. Yeah. Follow me. Peace.
Look. My Lord Savior, may I ask a question? What would it take for me to see the Rolly faces? He replied, just wait online. Understand your position and you will see the time. So I chill, I'm taking shots of Henny to the face. And watching all these corny niggas take my place. Come on, this is what you call a race? I sprint past them, y'all can keep up with the pace. They talk bad when you doing good, but be the first looking bad when you doing good. And I wish that a nigga could, but then again, why the fuck should I wish I could? On the road to riches, driving these new Benzes, fucking these bad bitches. The lifestyle of a fleet, nigga. Let us pray before we start to eat, nigga.
GQ Palace Radio.
Making money, got my mind going. Writing rhymes in the sky. Damn, I'm thinking fly zoning. Reminiscing on the days when I had nothing. Now my seat back, relax something. Fuck it, I work hard, I got the right to. Dirty niggas, stay away, I'm in the white suit. Loosen up, you look a little tight, dude. Before I have you on the floor like Spike, dude. I'm from the side where it's hot as hell, but most niggas chill outside just to roast an L. Some of us shoot the five, then we walk away. Others let the hammer fly till you pass away. Listen, I know some bitches who won't fuck with their own niggas, but end up in Washington like we ain't them same niggas. Man, I miss my old lady. She once told me never ever trust a bitch.
Yeah.
know what I love about your battlefield over versatile.
Yeah.
Understand? And that's the good thing. I've been in the music industry over 20 years, and I know a versatile style. And you can hear the hunger in your voice. You understand?
Yeah.
That's what's good about it. You got a lot of
rappers
that just be like, you know, they say the lyrics, but they don't have that enthusiasm to show that they got that hunger in their voice.
Yeah.
That's what I like about your joint.
That right there came with that came with a whole lot of just like, you know what, confidence, you know what I'm saying? Because when I first started, it's crazy, you know, my boy, Noel Ryan, he used to be like, yo, put more energy into your shit. Like, you want these motherfuckers out here, excuse my language, you want them to hear what you're saying. So, you know what I mean? That came with just, you know, confidence, like you being confident in what I do. And I definitely appreciate that.
We have another caller line for you. We're going to bring them on.
Let's do it.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm cool, man.
All right. Comments and a question. My comment is, I'm an old school head. I'm from old school rap. And I'm not one a big fan of the cursing. But there's not a lot of cursing, you know, it's not like every other word is a curse. So I'm really feeling your style. I'm a new fan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I really like your style. I would like to know, what age group are you trying to reach with your music?
Well, my music, I'm just trying to reach, if you're old enough to listen to music, then that's the group that I'm trying to catch. That's the group I'm trying to grab, you know what I'm saying? Because I want people to understand that it's not even about music. It's about life in general. Like, just don't be afraid to do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be about just hip-hop music. If you're that kid that want to start up your own website, or you want to build a computer, or if you want to cook, you want to be a chef, whatever it is that you want to do, just do it. Just make sure you live your life and be who you are and be true to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just the message that I'm sending out in my music. I'm just pretty much talking about what I went through, what I'm going through, and what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what my music is about. And if I feel like I got a curse and just to get the, you know, get it out, and you know, I'm frustrated, I'm going to put that in the music, but I'm going to make sure it's good enough for y'all to just to rock to, you know what I'm saying? But right about now, I don't need the curse, and I don't need to be acting all crazy, because life is good right now. Life is good, and life is blessed, and I'm going to live life free, though, like always.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm cursing back at you, damn it. I love your music. And continued success. How can we get, listen to more of you? Where can we, you know, get, are you giving out your information? Can we find you on Twitter, Instagram?
I'm on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, it's FLEETO_NYC. And that's the same for the Instagram, FLEETO_NYC. And I'm on DapTiff, you know, just put Fleeto Social Deviant, or Fleeto Beginner's Luck. Beginner's Luck is my first project. So if you're a new fan, I just, you know, I want you to just listen to Beginner's Luck and then listen to Social Deviant. You could just see the transition that I did. You know, how I came from starting and from where I'm at now, because it's only going to get better. So I definitely appreciate you. I really do appreciate you for being a new fan and following up on me and just, you know, appreciating what I'm doing right now.
And I will continue to do so. Continue to
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. We have another caller for you, Fleeto. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. What's up? Is Nisha Mills in the building? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, how are you? This is Nisha Mills.
What's good, Nisha? What's good?
I was lost in a tunnel or something. I don't know what was going on, man. I was like lost in the woods or something, man.
What's good,
what's up,
Fleeto? How's everything? Everything is love, you know what I'm saying? What's good with you?
Chilling, you know, rhyming like always. Just trying to show my love. You ready?
Okay, you know, but you ready to take over the world?
You're ready. Just want to say I'm very proud of you. You're working hard. You're real serious about your craft. That's something I like. That's real good. It's a pleasure being on a track with you. Just keep moving, keep working. The world is ours.
You already know. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your movement and everything that you're doing. Definitely. It's only the beginning, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Panda Gang, AFT, Fleeto, all in one.
You already know.
Keep doing your thing, though, love.
Definitely. I'm going to holler at you.
All right, later.
All right, later.
All right. Okay, we have another caller for you, Fleeto. We're going to bring them on.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, Tone, Fleeto, it's me, Press.
What's good, baby? What's going on?
What's good, baby boy?
Everything good. What's good, man?
Yo, I want you to know I've seen you from diapers to now, man. I'm proud of your work, man.
Definitely. I'm
proud of you, yo. Keep doing what you do. I love you all heart and soul. You know what it is, yo. Lex Ave.
Lex Ave all day, you know what I'm saying? Lex Ave, we here now.
Proud of you, baby. Proud of you. Keep doing what you do. Stars is yours.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, the family, the whole Lex Ave, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all made me, man. We made each other. Day one, it's all automatic. You know what I'm saying? From the back to the front, all that. Yeah, money all day.
Always. All right, now, you keep it up, baby. Keep it up. I'm watching you.
Good looking, man. Good looking.
All right, fam. Good night.
One.
All right. Now, Fleeto, let me ask you. If you could perform with anybody that's in the music industry, who would it be and why?
I would definitely perform with Hov. I think I just want Hov to see the hunger that I got. And I know for a fact, and I'm going to say this, I know for a fact when that time comes, he's going to see like, damn, this boy right here, you know what I mean, give me that chill because it reminds me of myself. And I say that, you know, I'm confident with that one because it's like, you know, Hov, I studied him. You know what I'm saying? I studied him. And I pretty much watched how he did it. And, you know, I'm definitely going to come up. You know what I mean? So it's like in order to be what you want to be, you gotta do your homework. You got to study people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody want to say that, you know, Biggie and Tupac, you know, God bless their soul, dope MCs, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just going to tell you who I grew up listening to. You know, everybody want to say Tupac and Biggie, you know, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to keep it real. Jay-Z, you know, Mace, and definitely Kanye. So the way he's doing it and the way he's keeping up with the generation right now, is I definitely got to, you know, want to perform with him and just learn more. I'm saying learn more and how to, you know, have longevity in the game. Because that's the problem. A lot of cats don't have longevity. They only hot for a few summers and a few winters and it's over. And I'm not trying to have that.
I definitely feel it. Now, beginner's luck.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you did back or is that something recently for now? Beginner's luck.
Beginner's luck was my first project. And
yeah,
it was my very first project, and it's when I really started taking it serious. And you know, beginner's luck was just like pretty much a self-explanatory, like beginner's luck. And I knew that's what people were going to start saying because I knew for a fact that mixtape, that project was going to be good. Now I knew it was going to catch their attention because, like I said, I've been doing this for so long, and I finally built up the courage to be like, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to come out with a project. And it got some love. You know what I mean? Shout out to DJ War Aura for you know, spinning some of the tracks. And that's how I met Roger B and Rich Lou and all the cats that I've been, that I'm doing tracks with now. Just by them seeing that, you know, that eye of the tiger that I had with that project. Like, I just had it. I'm like, you know, I got to get it. I got to get this buzz up. I got to, you know, let people know what Fleeto is, you know. And I had my first, you know, party, my mixtape party at Baseline, you know, a dope store in Harlem. And DJ Chi-Chi, he definitely looked out for me. Shout out to Brick Squad. And it was just pretty much, you know, I knew the haters was going to say, like, yo, this is beginner's luck. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to come out with something good. And then when I hit him with the social deviant, it was like, oh, all right, so he's serious now. You know what I'm saying? So it's my new fan base, if they just now, you know, hearing me and just now following me, I want them to listen to Beginner's Luck and then listen to Social Deviant. Don't listen to Social Deviant, then go listen to Beginner's Luck. Now, listen to the first project and then listen to now, and then you're going to be like, all right, this kid, this guy from Lexington, from East Harlem, he's definitely a problem. He's definitely coming up, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely coming up.
Okay. I want to get into one more of your singles, Lottie Dottie.
Okay.
Tell us about Lottie
Dottie. Lottie Dottie, let's get it. Lottie Dottie is her, well, but of course, you know, Lottie Dottie, you know, we definitely got to, you know, Dougie Fresh, and I definitely got to pay homage and say respects to him at Square Off, you know what I'm saying? His kids, you know what I'm saying? They definitely doing their thing in Harlem Square Off. And when I made that track, you know, I didn't have no hook to it. Honestly, I didn't know what to put as the hook. And I just started doing my research. I was like, yo, this the way that the beat itself gives you that good feeling. It sounds like a Harlem track. It's something that you could cruise down the block with. It's something crazy. You know, you got a chick with you. You're just chilling. It sounds like something that when you hear it, it paints a picture for you. So when Dougie Fresh used to get on that mic, he killed it. You know what I'm saying? It was a feel good music. You knew that he was gonna rock the crowd some way or other. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just listening to his songs and listening to everything that he was doing. I was like, you know what? Lottie Dottie. I mean, it just came to me. It was just like, as if it was like, yo, you know what? It was just put in front of me like, yo, just say Lottie Dottie and say this and say that. I mean, that's how that came about. That's just the honest truth. It may not make sense to people, but it just came to me like, you know what? Just say Lottie Dottie. And then when I put it together, it wound up being a dope track, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to, you know, fill in it. And that's the track that we're gonna set it off with the video. And we definitely going to set it off with the video. So I want everybody to be on the lookout on my Instagram. So when I post that and send that blast, I want everybody to come through. So that's definitely going to be the set it off right there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to definitely put that up so we could definitely, you know, post it up. Shout it out on the radio. You know, we got 9 different episodes. We definitely send it out and everything
thank
like
you,
that.
Thank you.
For sure. All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger by Fredo, Lottie Dottie. Remember where you heard
Lottie Dottie.
GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment.
Fredo.
It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
GQ Palace Radio.
One shot, two shots, three shots, four, five shots, six shots, seven shots, more, eight shots, nine shots, 10 shots, lifestyle, it's Lido, Lido, lighty-dighty, we lights the party, we don't start trouble, we don't bother nobody, just a couple of niggas who like the rap, screaming la 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 la. Name brand liquor being poured in my red cup. Fell in love with Mary, she loved the way I roll up. Hold up, at that Cali Kush to that roll up. Take a pull, I throw up. As I sit, flow, stack dough. Fuck a bunch of bad hoes in my condo. Lifestyle is Lido. As I look out my view, all I see is success. Nothing more, nothing less. Life is blessed. At the holy to the water as I sin. Making love to his daughter before I place the ring on her hand. I'm running out that bitch like the gingerbread man. Little finger to your face, bitch, catch me if you can. As I look out the sky, writing down dope tracks. Pushing payback, digging way back when I rock the wave cap. Selling marble cards out of Frank Peach's shop. Lottie Dottie, we like the party. We don't start trouble, we don't bother nobody. Just a couple of niggas who like the rap. Screaming la 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 la. Spit venom, got her loose like a tooth. As I penetrate, she yelling, she wish she never met him. Roses are red, but my boys are never blue. And yeah, she from Queens, but she don't have a clue. This is true, not false. No need to check a box, it is me, I am him. No need to look around, this is my team now. We gonna hold it down, this is my life now. No need to act around, hearing voices in my head. Strange writings on the wall, Lucifer's on the phone. We gon' rule the world as the room spins, throwing up constantly. Lord, please forgive me, forgive me. Ah, la-ti-da-ti, we like the party. We don't start trouble, we don't bother nobody. Just a couple of niggas who like the rap, screaming la 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 la. We like the party, we don't start trouble, we don't bother nobody. Just a couple of niggas who like the rap, screaming la 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 la. We like the party, we don't start trouble, we don't bother nobody. Just a couple of niggas who like the rap, just a couple of niggas who like the rap. I'm goes one shot, two shots, three shots, four, five shots, six shots, seven shots, more, eight shots, nine shots, lifestyle with Fleeto, Fleeto, Fleeto.
Oh. That's for Fleeto. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely feeling that joint, Fleeto. So, what's the next step for Fleeto, yo?
The next step right now is just pretty much like getting people to understand what Fleeto is and building the brand and building the, the fan base up so people can actually understand and be a part of Fleeto. I don't want people to just be fans. I want people to be like, yo, I'm Fleeto. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for example, like, it's Friday. Now, I'm quite sure half of everybody got paid today. You took care of all your bills. Got money, you know what I'm saying? Once you go out there and you feel Fleeto, go out there and do your thing, you know what I'm saying? I want everybody just to live like Fleeto. I don't want people just to feel like they're fans. I want them to feel like they're Fleeto, like I am Fleeto, you know what I'm saying? It's a movement. What I'm going to do. So that's my next step, is just to get people to understand and appreciate more what this movement is about.
Now, what I want you to do once again is explain to the people what's the difference. What's the difference between the music you did back then with Beginner's Luck compared to the music you're doing now?
Beginner's Luck was just more of what to me was more of what people wanted to hear. You know, I was just touching base on, like, twerking. Everybody was talking about twerking, so I made a song called, Shake It Like a Twerk Team, and, just pretty much just, I was just, like, trying to keep up with the Joneses. But then I realized, like, I could do that, That's nothing. But once again, I'm not no follower, so I was like, I'm pretty much going against of what, what I stand for. So, listen, I'm calling my new joint Social Deviant, and I'm breaking all rules. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do it how I want to do. I'm going to make people respect what Fleeto is all about. I'm going to make people like, yo, I am Fleeto. So I'm going to start my own brand. I'm going to start my own movement. You know what I mean? We're going to take over. So that's the difference. The difference is being not following them, not following what other people are doing, and right now just becoming a leader and doing your own thing, you know what I'm saying? Paving the way and just strolling right through it. That's the difference.
Now, let me ask you, because a lot of people know it's still major labels out there. You got a lot of independent labels. Which one would you prefer to go to, if any, and why? Would you prefer a major label or an independent label?
I would definitely would like to go to a major label. The label that I would love to join, would be Def Jam. I would love to be a part of Def Jam, because just looking at the artists that came out of there, just looking at the history of Def Jam and all the great music that ever came out of Def Jam, just to be a part of that family and the way they marketing it's unbelievable. It's beautiful. It's how they treat their artists, So I want to be a part of it. I want to feel like I'm part of a family. I want to be part of a power team, and therefore that I'm amongst the greats. You know what I'm saying? Where I can shine just like them. Because how else will you know how good you are if you're not, you know, in the same circle as people that's up there, you know, that's in a prime, you know what I mean? So how else would you know how good you are? You know, compared to an independent label, it's just you. So you don't know how good you are until, you know, you come across something.
Okay, I definitely
definitely.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's definitely independent label. You can definitely, you know, do your thing on that. You know, no disrespect to any artist that's down with an independent label. That's just how I feel about it. You could definitely make it. You could definitely do your thing. You make money and all that, because all that going to you. But me personally, I just want to be part of a family that's known for winning. And you can't say Def Jam don't win. You can't say Def Jam don't win. You'd be a fool to say that. Come on now. Come on. Let's, you know what I'm saying? You can't. So that's what started hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So. Let's really understand the history of music and hip hop. So I want to definitely be part of that. I'd be a fool not to be part of it. Not to be part of that.
Ain't no question. Yo, Fredo, I definitely want to thank you for joining us this evening. We definitely gonna rotate your singles. You know, we got 9 episodes. We gonna rotate on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Friday. We definitely gonna be rotating. I'll put you in a magazine in the whole 9. I didn't even know you was in Harlem, but I got some events coming up. I'm going to fill you in and on them and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Then we know I'm Nonstop Media. I know we heard of Nonstop Media. I'm also an executive producer for that as well. DJ Coco Chanel, Steph Lover, you know. So we definitely going to fill you in on what's going on with that. But what I want you to do right now is get everybody your information. Let them know how they can contact you once again. Let them know where they can hear the music. Let them know if you have any shows coming up. Give your shout-outs. Do all that.
All right, right now, you can follow me on the Instagram and Twitter. It's FLEETO_NYC. That goes for the bow. That's for Twitter and Instagram. I'm on DapTiff for Fleeto. Fleeto, Social Deviant. Fleeto, Beginner's Luck. Right now, we ain't got no show dates, but we definitely working on something. Definitely keep posted on my IG, my Instagram, because we definitely going to start shooting some videos. I definitely want to give a shout-out to Carl Lovey Music, Nisha Mills, KGB, the whole Lexav, the whole family, Noel Ryan, my boy Des Boogie, Live on First. Definitely I want to shout-out Live on First. I know I grew up over there, too, on Isaac's. Shout-out to everybody on Live on First. Isaac's doing their thing, show. The whole Harlem, Molly, Cash, my Tokyo family, definitely got a Tokyo connect, my boy Banky, B2, Roger Beats, Rich Lou, Nisha Mills, everybody that support me, everybody that show love, shout out to all of y'all. If I miss you out, man, you know, I'm definitely don't mean that, you know, definitely is all love. I just want to thank God, because without God, this wouldn't be possible. I definitely want to thank the show for having me, GQ. I definitely appreciate you, and I want to thank my family, just everybody, man. Everybody that supports the movement, and everybody that see me come up. I forgot y'all. Once again, I apologize, but this is just the beginning. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it. You're going to get your time when I get that award. You know what I'm saying? That's when y'all going to see what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
All right. No doubt. You know, Fredo, once again, send us those exclusives as well so we can play them and everything and put them out there.
Real quick, not to cut you off. I can't forget my boy YB and my boy A Dot from Brooklyn and A Town. Definitely they made the cover for me. And my boy can't forget Prep Stars, Childs. You know, he mixed the whole project down for me. I can't forget him, Prep Stars. And my boy Phil Music and Vic, you know, I definitely gotta give him that shout out. And my family, my uncle, man, the one that helped me get through all this and push me through this, my boy Hollywood, man, Qua, man, I just want to know I love him and keep, you know, to thank you for being by my side and helping me get through all this.
No doubt. You know, like I was saying, you know, you welcome anytime. It's never a problem. You know, feel free to send us those exclusives so we can play them as well.
Good looking. Definitely, I'll definitely keep y'all posting. I just want to say thank you for having me again. Thank you.
No doubt, fam. No doubt. Sweet old tune, Dons and Divas.
No doubt.
Yeah, we here now.
All right, coming up next, we got my man, Mellow Man H. We're going to talk to him. He's a pioneer legend. He did big things. He's still doing big things. And he's taking it beyond where it's supposed to go, to the next level. So tune in to hear his smash of singles and what's going on with him. So stay right there and don't move. Coming up next, we got my man, Mellow Man H. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into that new joint by Elias. Beautiful, right here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. Let's make it happen.
You're beautiful, yes. In outside.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Yes. Follow me, yeah.
You're beautiful, yes.
Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's butter, baby.
As I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio, it's butter, baby.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment.
You're wonderfully made. Don't worry about what people say, 'cause God don't make mistakes. He made you that particular way, and you have a purpose in a place, no matter what color, size, or shape. You're beautiful,
God, welcome back. get ready for my man, Mellow Man, H, to call in and let us know what's going on with him. But until then, we're going to get into this joint. I'm feeling this joint right here. This is fire. Remember Me Well by Jay Lyric. He's doing big things as well. And make sure you let us know how y'all feel about this single. It's called Remember Me Well. Let's go.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Good girl, that hood, I remember you well, I remember you well. In the game, man, strict, probably make a man up a weight. When I go, my step on a scale, but back to it. Met her at my man party, told myself, had to get your set. Exchanging a few words back and forth, but she dug my style, but she dug this well. Well, asked for her phone number, and really cared if it was fast or not. Thinking of a one night thing, one night fling, I ain't really cared if it was less than that. Huh, cause she got a boyfriend that's locked. Been away for a while, enough of robbery. She told me it's cool, he ain't coming home no time soon, that's fine with me.
Just let it be. No need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math. No need to front. Hope this ain't too much. We only getting older. Baby, we only live once.
Now I done got deep with her. Swear never getting heat with her. We know it's fine, it's far from right, but I ain't thinking about leaving her. Hey, catch feelings cause I sleep with her. Mom's calling, she ain't meeting her. It's bad enough, she got a man that's cut. Let alone we sneaking, bruh. Threatening my homies like I ain't going to a home at night. No more good, but she gotta hold on me. And I can't be alone at night. Make no sense to keep this gone, but for some reason we don't wanna give it up. We living dangerous, she try and hang it up. Cause we only live once.
Just let it be. No need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math. No need to front. Hope this ain't too much. We only getting older. Baby, we only live once. We live once. We only live once. We live once. Baby, we only live once. We live once. We only live once, we live once. Baby, we only live once, we live once, we live once. You ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. Cause I'm still in your head. All these girls starting to feel me. They blowing like the wind, I can feel it.
Don't forget, babe, and I done got my heart involved. This shit got me feeling real bad. Man, I can't lay. And I done got super tech, something that a man can't have. Gotta slow it down, cause at the end of the day, he locked in me thinking that you hold it down. No sound. And you know whatever goes around, it comes back around. Now what if you was locked up? We would expect for him to be here. But his folks ain't watching us. They expect for you to be fit. Let me be clear. Every time I think of you, I always think of be with. Girl, they coming home. Man, you don't know when it, it ain't late to prepare. Just make it last one more night. Make sure we get it off right. Girl, we gotta move it on. I can't sleep alone, cause I'ma miss my flight. The morning comes. Baby girl, get a knock at the door. She open it slowly. It's a man and he out on parole. She whispers, go out the window. Next thing I hop back to the fence. I called just to check, but the phone disconnected, and I ain't never hear from a since. Nah, I ain't never hear from a since. Had to ride out, did he find out, wouldn't know, cause I ain't never hear from a since.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Power.
All right, John Rivera, welcome back to GQ Palace. With me right now, I have the one and only pioneer legend, Mello Man Ace in the building. Mello, what's going on?
Yo, hold the applause. Hold the applause. Please, 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 everybody, calm down.
What's going on, man? I got to tell you,
Peace.
It's definitely an honor having you on. I definitely appreciate you taking the time out to join us because I know you're doing a lot of things, man.
Thank you, my brother. You know, we all busy, you know, and we all do what we do for hip-hop, and I'm no different, you know. Just want to say thank you for the lane, and you know what I'm saying, and the love and the admiration, and most definitely all the spins I get from the show and everything that, you know what I'm saying, that helps me be me. So thank you right back. Word up.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it. Shout out to my man, Kasky, you know. Got to give him a shout out because he's definitely looking out and all that. So definitely got to give Kasky a shout out.
Man, it was a good 2013, and I did a lot of good concerts with Kasky, you know, when he out there with either Dougie or with Rob Bass and everything. And we spent a good part of the year together on the road and just built a great friendship, man. That brother is A+. When I tell you, please believe me.
Yeah. He definitely is. I definitely got to give him a shout out.
Good word.
Yeah. Let's get into Mello Man Ace. How did you come up with that name?
To be honest with you, I didn't come up with it. My man's Tomahawk Funk from a group called Funk Dubious, from our family of groups. We was freestyling on the block back in the 80s one day, and we tape recorded everything. And I think B-Real was banging a beat on the car, and some of us was freestyling. And my name was always Ace, and so my man Tomahawk, he said, I'm just, you know, rapping on the block with my Mello Man Ace. And then I heard it the next day. I was like, man, that kind of rolls kind of fresh off the tongue, man. So I just went ahead and rolled with it. I just like, yo, it's Mello Man Ace. It's what it is.
Now, you from Cuba, right?
True indeed, brother.
Yeah, you from Havana, Cuba. Now, how did you get into the emceeing thing? You know, because your flow is just ridiculous. You know, I heard your singles just out of this world and everything. Now, explain to us, how did you get into the music industry, period, to, like, want to start emceeing?
Well, I mean, to make a long story short, you got to remember I'm from down south and east coast, you know, because Cuba's down below Miami. So I just never forgot my you know, upbringing, even though I live on the West Coast and grew up here. Like, if you listen to a lot of our groups and our family of groups, you'd think that we're like Mexican, half black or whatever, but nah, I mean, the thing is that, you know, I just, one of the persons who most influenced me, I think two of them early on, aside from, you know, your average or your typical, I should say, Sugar Hill, Cold Crush, and Curtis, or even Treacherous 3, I think the two most influential had to be, one, Mr. Schick of the Mean Machine, and then number two, the Ramel Z. And when I heard those two brothers, Mr. Schick, who broke off into a small Spanish verse on Disco Dream, really showed me that I should be rhyming and doing this thing, and then, you know, adding on later to my English and Spanish bilingual mix to what he had already started. So I was able to blow that and take that globally and expand on that. But I think most definitely, and then when you listen to joints like Rhyme Fighter, maybe even this one that's out now, Freak Freak Y'all, you really hear a big Ramel Z influence in those records, you know what I'm saying? So that, for the most part, those two brothers right there really, really made me fiend for hip-hop.
Now, I see back in the days you was doing your thing as well, you know. Fill us in on DVX.
Those were the early days. That's the first crew I started. after I started as a B-boy, and, you know, battling cats in the park and stuff like that out here. And then when the 1990 move came out, that's when I tapped out, because I don't like being upside down, you see. So I saw that move, and I was like, nah, dude. And then I picked up a mic from there, man, and we started DVX. It was myself, my brother, Sendog, who at that time his name was Haji Sheik, and I recruited a little 16-year-old from around my way named Chili Chill at that time. Actually, they called him Jeep Jeep at that time. And then I brought him into our street, and we changed his name to Chili Chill, who later became B Real. And then my man's Crazy D was the only Mexican dude once upon a time down with NWA. He was part of that whole DVX thing. And my man Tomahawk Funk, who at that time I believe his name was Double T. And then we just started going, you know, walking to house parties and walking to the park and just battling on weekends and just grabbing the mic wherever we could grab it. And then as we became a little older, you know, Pops kicked me out the house. I had to really do, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
one thing led to another,
of course.
Word, you know, and the rest of the group formed, and then they changed the name to the name of our street, which was Cypress. And then it was Muggs who said, let's change it to Cypress Hills, because there's a city in Brooklyn called Cypress Hills, so people in New York would think that we're from New York or whatever. And lo and behold, that worked for them.
Okay, I want to get into, I want to work my way up with you, but first, you know, I want to at least get into one of your singles real fast, which is Two Turntables, Microphone, and Some Vinyl. Tell us about that joint.
Yeah, word. That joint came about, my son was working on a beat one day with that sample. And I said, you know, man, if you slump that out real tough, I'm going to get on that. And, you know, my son, he only 17 years old, but he's making these crazy beats. And I just said, you know what? I think I need to get DJ Ready C on this thing. And so what I did was I sent the beat to Ready C in the Bronx. And I said, see, look, what I want is, I'm going to call this joint. I didn't have no lyrics on it. I just threw it out there to him. I said, look, I don't know what to do to it yet. Do something on a scratch hook tip. And he sent it back, and it was crazy, and it really just ignited the whole thing to be about what's really lacking in today's hip-hop in the overall sense. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of cats is running off Serato. They forgot the turntable. You know, and the mixer and the things, you know what I mean? It's just like almost like a lost art form that I felt needed to be addressed and brought back to the forefront of what it is. And that's how we came up with two turntables, microphone, and some vinyl.
All right, well, I want to get into that right now. I know my lines is flooded. Everybody, if you want to talk to Mellow Man Ace, and you're already on the line, press that one button, or you can continue to listen to the show. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838, and press 1 to go on the air. Right now, we're getting into one of those hot joints by Mellow Man Ace, two turntables, microphone, and some vinyl, right here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
GQ Palace Radio.
We got the most body rocking and shocking and shit in the world, in the world, in the world. At times I contemplate just walking away, like my name was Ray Lewis, Muhammad the Sugar Ray. Then the phone ring, what up King? Nothing, just lamping, cause I'm sampling. That's exactly how it happened. And the voice on the other side, my dude from San Ho. Then we got 15 on a 30 minute show. The game keeps calling me back like my old earth. Wonder how I'm doing if I put myself first. Show a day where it's birth and all that shit. Got my own niggas hating, need to fall back here. Keep my composure, gotta see cause out on a SP. Bugging off the beat, the young guard just sent me. Just my pen and my pad, my wits making me mad. Sometimes I need a scope like the one Malcolm had. Cause cats is going out by American design force, dressing on stage, the blind lead the blind like that. It goes down like
y'all to put your word out. You're rocking with your left. Deep challenge,
the earth said to me, they love they on my jack or my. I uplift my peoples, I'm a shining star, and you can be too if you know you are. You see the cats out the bag, use a puppeteer, sold out to peoples for the fat career. Now you got no soul, 15 years old, and you got to pay the piper cause the debt is owed. Alistair Crawley ass nigga can't trust you, stay away from the guard or the realness of crush. You got the arm flow, looking through the eye of a needle. There's a war going on, so we shoot these torpedoes at the fake. The bump got to keep the shit slump, got the bump, the bump, the bump, bump. It goes down like y'all put your words out, you're rocking with your left.
Yo, it's good, this is Captain Over Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Captain Over Rudd. You know the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace with my man, Rich Money. Yeah?
Get inside you. I put my pants in my paper, make sure my words stick like an ice pick to the gut, my blood that grips like this. Cause if you make it whack shit, keep your day job, nigga, you don't live this shit. Use a rap scavenger, a hip-hop, nobody, no timing. Somebody should've said to stop rhyming, cause Reverb Nation accounts on me, nada, nada. You ain't my ally, get the fuck out, forgot I'm exquisite. Like King Tut exhibit, famous sissing. Oh, y'all hip-hop midgets, I spit digital wild with Chuck D and P.E., a hip-hop god. Yeah, y'all dudes can't see me like a mystery, with no history. I'm scientific, terrific, deep as a Pacific. 52,600 minutes per year. I rap like this here. It goes down like y'all are putting your words out. You're rocking with your left. Ripping up soon.
Hello, man. Hey, I'm feeling that right now.
Good looking.
Ain't no question about it. I'm definitely feeling that right there. We have a caller on the line, so I want to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. How are you?
Peace, ma. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, doing pretty good. I'm listening. I'm liking what I'm hearing. I have a question for you, though.
Yeah, go ahead and shoot.
All right. So the first question is, for you and Cypress Hill, are you guys going to do like a reunion at all? Possibly do something together one day?
That's a great question. And you know what? I don't have the answer to that.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
There's a lot. Well, yeah, you know, when we're much older and people got families and kids now. And, you know, it's just about coming together for that right moment, but right now we're not talking about that right now.
Okay. All right.
I'm
so
sorry.
Are you performing? It's okay. Are you going to be performing anywhere soon?
Well, we're always on the road. We always do stuff, and you know, my only downfall is not knowing or have kept in contact with a lot of the great promoters on the east side, on the east coast, since I had been there in the early 90s, and a lot of those people have moved on to do other things. But we're always planning to come back to the East Coast, and I think with brother DJ Kevsky, GQ, and even Rich Money, and other cats, other key cats, you know, are setting up some things that even Devastating Tito and Fearless Four, you know, are working on getting me back to the East Coast. So, you know, you're going to have to just keep your ears open because we're going to touch down. We're going to touch down one of these days real soon.
Okay, all right. Well, keep us all informed. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. We have another caller for you. Well, we're going to bring them on. Hello, caller.
Work.
Are you there?
Hello?
Caller? Are you? Yeah.
Hello, this is Peter. Do you know who this is?
Yes, this is St. Clair.
Don't call it a comeback.
What's
hey,
up,
man.
Brother?
You know what? It's nice to hear your voice, nice to hear your songs, and everything sounds great on this end, and you're right. I just want to say one thing, that knowing you personally, and I think everyone should know this, you're a great dad. You're an
Thank
awesome
you.
Dad. This guy's amazing. He's one of the hardest workers out there. He's touring. You guys got to catch his show, man. It's really a truly amazing spectacle, especially when you have the dancers out there. I've caught it many times at the Whiskey. So I just want to say keep up the good work, and I'm out, man. I'm listening.
Yo, thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Much love. You already know how we get down.
We do, man. We do. All right, man. Nice hearing your voice.
Thank you, brother.
Keep it on. Keep it on.
Peace.
Thank you.
Now, Mello, let me ask you, what advice can you give an up-and-coming artist that's trying to get to where you at? You know what, brother?
Ooh! That seems to change every day because the industry changes so frequently and so fast. And if you ask some, you know, some professionals, you know, the industry is over. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ask certain people, like a Jerry Heller or Lior Cohen and these guys like that, you know, so my best advice is you got to be a lifer for hip-hop because, see, the aura of music is something that only gives you as much as you put into it. So if you sometime in hip-hop, you're going to get sometime results. So just be a lifer. Be a lifer for what, for the culture, not just because you want to make some money or you think it's cool to, you know, impress people in your neighborhood. You got to live this culture. You got to really love it and really live it every day. And you got to, like, spit it, and you got to live it. You got to teach your children and in a hip-hop fashion and all these things. Like, you know, if you don't have any children, then you have to live, you know, by example and just be a B-boy at heart. You know what I mean? It starts there, I think. And then everything else, and you got to definitely acquire the knowledge and do the knowledge of who came before you so that you know where you're going. Aside from that, you know, because there are so few record companies left, you know, it's really up to you to figure out your correct way of how you want to portray yourself. And once you do that, just create your own movement and get as many people to follow your movement. And that's what I tell these younger cats.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, we had a lot of pioneers and legends on as well. And I always ask this question. Do you feel cheated out of what they're giving these artists now compared to what y'all was getting back then? Because these artists that's making music now and getting all this money, it seems like they're not sending out messages that y'all was sending out back then.
You know, that's a great question. Well, you know, even for us, when we was doing, you know, the Latino hip-hop movement, and taking that around the world, we were setting a very high standard, myself, and I can speak for myself and Kid Frost, my brother here on the left. I mean, we were commanding $250,000 record deals and budgets from companies like Capitol Records and Virgin Records in the early 90s. So we were setting a very high standard. And I think through time and the invention of the internet, or I should say iTunes, that really, really just destroyed the music business, you know what I'm saying? What we saw was that record companies wanted to regurgitate so bad what we were doing, so they were offering these kids who were starving and really hungry to get on, like, minimal dollars to do it. And so they would take it, and the next thing you know, we just digress as, instead of following the standard of what we set, and people should just, you know, artists should have been like, nah, I want Mellow Man Ace type money, or Kid Frost type money, or better. Instead, they you know, took 20 or took 30. You know, I think with that approach, it has digressed and it has flooded the market with rappers that'll just take $5 basically to do whatever they got to do.
Okay. Now, so, how do you feel about this music that these artists have out now? We ain't going to say no names, but in general, stating the fact that you were a legend, you were a pioneer, you know about the music industry, you know how to make good music, you know how to send out messages to people. In your words, how do you feel about the music that's out right now that all these new artists is coming out with?
Word. You know what? I think that they're a product of the whatever label that they're dealing with still, you know. Let's be real. Let's keep it 100,000%. Is, you know, ever since the Biggie and Pac thing,
record companies have been fearing, you know, the invasion of the black man, if you will. Let's keep it 100 right here. And so what they've done, along with people like even Dionne Warwick and her pals, who really didn't like to see white American kids come home with Public Enemy posters, they have decided to dumb down the music and make it harmless so that their children could come back and post up Justin Bieber posters in the room again. And I think what they've managed to do is turn out hip-hop, or turn out the kids who represent hip-hop, I should say, because the real core of hip-hop is always going to be here, you know, and we're not going nowhere. We're unmovable. But what they did was they pretty much bitched our kids out and made them wear lipstick and eyeliner and wear purses and satchels and high-heel pumps and wedding dresses and things of this nature to soften the culture up and make it seem like it's something other than what we grew up nurturing and putting out there. So what my overall thing is that I don't think the messages are very positive, you know, when you consider songs, you know, like Back Your Donkey Up and Drop That Donkey and Look At That Booty and Clap That Ass and all these other things. You know, I'm yearning still for, you know, a female MC to come out on some strong Queen Latifah shit, you know, in the modern day and be like, you know what, I don't have to show cleavage or shake my ass.
Yeah.
You know, it's my talent that speaks for what it is. So I'm not impressed with the messages at all, brother. You know, and now somebody might say, well, then that's because you're just an old nigga now. I said, let me tell you something. Don't start and there won't be none on that level, because I know what dope is and my ears don't lie. You see what I'm saying? Because age ain't got nothing to do with creativity. And I think that's what people confuse it.
Exactly. That's a lot of people telling you a lot. That's what a lot of people fell in their lives. Now let me ask you. You also have something going on called Restoring Order, featuring MC Light, Master Ace, and a couple of other people. Tell us about that.
Well, Restoring Order was a movement, and I started my own record company back in 2009. It was mostly more of an internet label. We weren't signing people. We weren't doing these types of things. What I wanted to do was make a record that paid me back for my own sacrifices with no middleman involved. There would be no record company. There would be no huge marketing advances to recuperate or anything like that. I would just basically, ahead of what was going on that we see today. I was doing that in 2009, whereas I eliminated the middleman and then just kept all the profits to sell via a Bandcamp link right into my PayPal, you see. And then I would market and promote my own record, because at that time I had made a record that I felt was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, being at that time I had left my children's mother. I had created a new place for my children's safety, and I was going through all these other things. So I said, I don't want no record company to benefit from this. This is like my hardest struggle right here in my life. So I created the Restoring Order movement, which became the Restoring Order album, which became the Restoring Order, like, I couldn't even tell you. It's like if you had to start the world all over again and reset the calendar, that would be what Restoring Order is. It's getting all these pansy niggas out of here and really resetting the pendulum and the time clock of hip-hop, in, even if it's in my own mind.
Wow. Okay. Now, I want to continue talking to you, but I want to get into one more of your singles, Soul of the Sun. You know, we're sitting there, freak, y'all. I want to get into Soul of the Sun. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. That Soul of the Sun was is featuring my 17-year-old son, who also did the track, Kazal Organism. Got to shout him out. He got his new album out right now on Delicious Vinyl Records called Adolescence at 432 Hertz. And he was playing the beat, and we was going to do something like on some father-son, you know, just talking to each other and laying lessons, you know, 5% lessons down on a track to each other, so that if anything happened to me, he can go back and listen to my soul. You know what I'm saying? And what we ended up with was, you know, Soul Loves the Son because he's the son of the Father, me true, being a true and living, you know what I'm saying? And so we wanted to just lay it down like that.
Wow. Well, you know what? I want you to introduce this next thing, Mello.
Word, word. Peace, 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 world. This right here is Soul Loves the Son, Mello Man Ace featuring Kazal Organism right here on GQ Palace Radio, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah, man, peace of the gods on the earth.
GQ Palace Radio.
Keep it divine. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Lord Charmel, Pastor Melanin, Lord. That's for the noble kings. I be chillin' in the court. I ain't a real nigga, but I am a real girl. Y'all ain't for real killers, y'all just actin' real hard. But yeah, uplift while the tectonic shifts. Universal, every time we shoot the gift. Maybe we ain't bangin' over dummy blocks the street. Steady drop an ox over some hell of five beats. When the feathers up on my head, don't wear up my neutral rules. With a scimitar flashing through water like an avatar. I'm 360 like an Xbox, nigga. Degrees mean more than some glorified figures. I'm mocking on you niggas, I'm mocking on you niggas. My team the list is final, keep rocking on you niggas. Shout out to Farside, cause we always out to run it. Front head rhymes to the gods, cause we lampin' in the sun.
Soul of the sun, rock on, it's the soul of the sun. Rock on, it's the soul of the sun. Money rock on, it's the soul of the sun. Rock on, it's the soul of the sun. Money rock on, it's the soul of the sun. Rock on, if the soul of the sun. Money rock on, if the soul of the sun. Rock on, rock still, rock nutty. Love buddy, love my thing, shunny. Listen, getting back money up. So the factual, actual, factual. Thoughts is mad real, not contractual. Pick up DV, never watch TV. Please believe me, love my nigga DV. I see the all I'm seeing. The car magnetic, the seat forever G'ing. Cause this ain't the glory days of Venta Rosa. It's 20 years later, so I'm 20 years greater. Word, study the arts, Cal Jada and Dizzy. Gotta keep the friend of between the vodka and the blizzy. My thoughts travel 1,000 to 120 feet per second, yo. Why you double checking? They are accurate, so maybe don't get too comfortable. Cause I really like to sleep. If it's so love, a lot of fun.
Yeah, 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 what's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, aka Playboy Mikey D, aka Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source and LA Pod, company with elements of hip hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now you're tuned into
I don't like cages, I refuse to go trap. I uplift the queen, so they give me love back. Check no rap cats, y'all can all just fuck off. If I ain't ass rappers, just what my whole net hug. Nah, bruh, I ain't like y'all with the bag swag. Niggas off as hell, fuck around with your pants sag. Pick your pants up, along with your skills. Get ready for the love, for
y'all, 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 y'all. I'm a teacher, not a preacher or a politician. Got body thoughts, not a mental condition. I'm only fucking with things that spell, things I can see, touch and feel. Be the Lord Charmel L, praise clientele. Rockin' real well, wake you up out your spell. As a monster law, up in love and law. Yo, my words give birth, so I shout a law. If the soul of the sun, money rock on. If the soul of the sun, rock on. If the soul of the sun, money rock on. If the soul of the sun, rock on. If the soul of the sun, money rock on. If the soul of the sun, rock on. If the soul of the sun, money rock on. If the soul of the sun, rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on. Yeah. Y'all see it, baby. Do it there. Hey. Sheep on. Word is on. Cause I am.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. This is Butter Baby.
Peace, girl. Until the sun, yo. Everybody, the hip-hop guys, doing it right. Just me, upliftment. Positive. Peace, baby, girl. Peace, God. Peace, God. Woo! To the fam.
gotta say, you caught him well. You caught him well, fam.
Word.
Definitely gotta say,
word,
you caught him well, yo. Ain't no doubt about
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, fam. Yeah, man, it's a trip, man. Okay, let's take the call. Caller, what's up?
Hello, good evening.
Hey, love, how you doing?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I command the universe, true indeed, the true and living. You know,
all
life
right.
is what we make it. You've got to always believe it.
Exactly. I totally believe you. Now, you used to be with the group Cypress Hill, huh?
Correct.
Is Cypress Hill still together and making music?
Two of the original members are still there. My brother and, like, my little cousin, Be Real, they're holding it down. DJ Muggs is no longer in the group, but, yeah, they still doing their thing. And they be in Europe a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I do have another question. Would you consider yourself a rapper or an MC?
To be honest with you, I consider myself an entertainer because I don't, you know, when I come out, I don't just stand in one place or hold my jock and just stand there and rap. You know, we try to give you rap routines, and I introduce you to different parts of my family. Since day one, I've done that, you know, from when we were able to be on Arsenio Hall or Soul Train and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've always had my brothers and sisters with me, and nowadays I bring my son on board who plays, you know, keyboards and stuff live on stage. So I would say I'm more of an entertainer than anything else because I really don't freestyle no more. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have nothing to prove, really. Like, I don't have to battle, I feel, no more. I haven't been approached like that. You know what I mean? It's more of now just walking and being comfortable in who I am and who I've become.
Wow. One more question. If you could perform with anyone, who would that be?
Oh, man. Anyone. Mm-hmm. I will have to say, and I have to say rest in peace first, Tina Marie.
Mm.
Tina Marie.
Wow.
We did a joint together before her passing that never came out and never got released because of the red tape that followed and ensued her passing and whatnot, and I couldn't get the clearance. And, you know, Tina Marie, I mean, special person. I mean, we had did a cover of Minnie Riperton's Loving You, and
mm-hmm.
Tina just, you know, Tina. Tina just, you know what I mean? She went there, she took it there, and if anybody, I would love to still bring her out on stage one day and be like, ladies and gentlemen, the most out, you know, just give it up, Tina Marie, you know what I mean? That would just be bonkers.
Yes, oh yes, wow. Well, I definitely wish you continued success. I don't know if you've given your information out, if we can find you on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. I'd like to continue to follow you.
Apple, thank you very much, most def. We're going to give that information out, I'm sure, at the end of the show, but just for you, since you're asking, it's Mellow Man Ace, Mellow with a W on Facebook, Mellow Man Ace 7 on Twitter, and Mellow Man A777 on Instagram.
Thank you.
Word up. Much love.
Continued success, baby.
Thank you, love.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you for calling. We have another caller for you, Mellow. We're going to bring them on. Hello,
okay.
Caller. Are you there?
Yes, it's me, Antonio Belcazar. What's up?
Yo, you mean AKA Mr. Fats McGee?
That's Mr. Fats McGee chilling up here up north, Playboy. You know what's up.
Chi-Town representing. Word up.
Absolutely.
What's up, brother?
Just showing the love to my person. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man.
You
Peace
know, Colin,
to the God.
If anyone gets to meet you, man, you know, they got to pick your brain because you're an intellectual, you know?
Thank
they
you, brother. You know
get
we...
get that information from you.
Thank you, brother. You already know how we do. Peace to the God.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. All right, you guys keep it up, and, you know, much love, and I'll let you later, God, okay?
Word up, brother. Much love.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Now, I want to continue talking to you, but time is just going by so fast. I want to get into freak y'all real fast, though.
Word. Yeah. Well, you know, freak y'all.
Tell us about that.
That right there was, I wrote that song being that last year, you know, and some might argue that, you know, hip-hop as a culture and dating back to the first time DJ Kool Herc brought the turntables out and said, Wick and Cedar, there was the hip-hop's 40th birthday, in a sense. And so I wanted to give back to the culture by doing a record and a video and not charging the people nothing to hear it or watch it. And Freak Y'all is what we came up with. And you can find it online. You can find it on YouTube. Mellow Man Ace, Freak Y'all. So, yo, people out the joint, let me know what you think right here. Right here only on DQ Palace. Word up.
It's going down.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Hey yo yo, two Buffalo gals go around the outside.
Hey
yo yo, two Buffalo gals go around the outside.
Hosted by my man.
Hey yo yo, two Buffalo gals go around the outside. Round the outside, round the outside. Two Buffalo gals go around the outside. And walk in the party and the B-boys stand. And rock on the mic and make the girlies wanna dance. Old boys up top, front to back, a black that. Yo, we never the whack, and I remember rolling up for that Coupe de Ville. The fly girls, yeah, wanna fail the will. And so we took them in the back and bust them out and cracked that chair. Yeah. You know we worked it out. I'm from a place y'all know called Cypress Hill. Achieve y'all, and let's all get ill. A B-boy, enjoy your toy, because he crumble like a cookie, like a Chip Ahoy. And from the back to the middle, front, don't want a good time, so we give you what you want. DJs keep coming back and forth, and if you don't know how to rock, then you gotta break your.
Damn, I'm feeling that joint in Dozy, Dozy partner.
You know what's crazy, man, is that all these songs have been produced by my 17-year-old son, and I can't stop giving him the praise, you know what I'm saying, because the younger God, you know, man, he works so hard to be this dope at this age, at such a young, tender age. So, you know, enough respect to him. But I think the beauty of that joint right there, man, is the way that I'm using a lot of the lines that were already said in hip-hop to create this one record to give back to hip-hop. And I think that was probably the funnest part of putting that record together.
Now, that was my next question, who's producing it? And he's definitely gifted. Ain't no question about it. He's definitely gifted with what he do, you know, producing and singing in the whole nine. Now, you also have a new project coming up.
Yeah, I'm putting it together right now. It's called In God We Trust, right now. And it's got about, I don't know, 8-9 songs that I really want to keep on the joint so far. But I've recorded and tracked out like 13 or 14 of them that, you know, a few of those won't be on the album. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to this next project.
Now, what's going to be the difference between your last project and this one?
Well, I think, you know, because to me, my life has been a constant elevation. Like, when I first came in the game, I was a rookie, didn't know much business aspect of it. And then as I got to the middle of my career, I was, you know, very Jesus Christy and all this other stuff and trying to find myself spiritually. And now at this part of my career, I'm more, you know, I have obtained a lot more knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and looking for black facts and indigenous facts from my own people, you know, that I've acquired and I've looked into. So it's more of a spiritual growth on this one, you know, but not boring. Like, I'm not trying to preach to nobody to, like, switch their faiths or nothing like that, you know. Just making good music with a positive message, which is, you know, we both know it's something that's really lacking out here right now.
Exactly. Nobody's really
you know, I'm not taking away nothing from those that's really doing good music. Like, I know, you know, Sadat X is still making great music, Lord Jamar, all these guys, you know, and even some of the younger cats, you know what I mean, that are doing the good stuff. You know, you still got Extra P out there doing his thing. And so many real good brothers, Curious George, and some of my other brothers I build with, like Shabazz C, Mighty Buddha, and other cats that are coming up now, it's really good. But what I'm saying is, on the mainstream or even on that level where the kids are really tuning in to that frequency, there's nothing there they could really grow from. And so we want to create that music that's the alternative to that.
I definitely feel you on that one. Now, what's the next step for Mellow Man 8?
Well, I mean, right now, I'm just looking to create revenue streams for different things and different parts of my talent. So I recently started acting again, which is something that I was doing 20 years ago when I did a couple of films and whatnot. And this year, I picked it back up and really want to dust that off and hone that again, that part of me. And like I said, you know, it's all about being comfortable in the life that you create for yourself. And this is the life that I created for myself, so why not? So I'll be adding acting to my portfolio again this year. Aside from that, you know, right now I'm talking to some very good brothers about coming to the East Coast with Cool DJ Red Alert, Drez and Mr. Cheeks, The Lost Boys, even Michelle A. So we're chopping up a deal right now where it's going to be a tour that'll take us all the way into April. So I don't want to speak too much on that right now, but that's what we got planned for this year. And then later on in the year, my son Kazal and I will be out in Europe with The Far Side, Frank Nitt, and Illa J out there. And then we go to Mexico later on in the summertime and do Mexico City, a tour of Mexico City.
Okay. Now, somebody had asked me the other day, and I said I was going to ask this question, but I never got the chance to ask it. Do you feel it's an age limit when it comes down to MCing?
I don't think there's an age limit to any type of creativity, whether you're a painter or a sculptor or MC or anything. I think that's a very shackling and very shallow-minded way to think in terms of anything creative because, I mean, if you think about John Madden, for instance, the football coach, John Madden didn't make his first million until he was well over in his 70s with the John Madden football game for the PlayStation. As a coach, he never saw a contract bigger than, I don't know, $500,000 or anything like that. So my thing is like, and I know a lot of good brothers who say the same thing, is like there's no age limit to creativity. As long as you feel you're making something that could bless the world, then that's what it is.
That's definitely true. Because you hear a lot of people say, oh, are you too old to be doing that or such and such. And, you know what I mean? So I tell you, know, it's really not an age limit. It depends on how your craft is styled. You know, that's the way I see it. You understand? But
yeah, and I got friends. I mean, look, when I look at my friends like Melly Mel, the great Melly Mel, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame dude, he's still out here performing and doing his thing. He didn't just stop because he got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then if you look at people like, on the flip side of that, when you look at the Rolling Stones, them brothers is almost 75, shit like that. They're still performing. Mm-hmm. They're still performing. So, yeah, you know, as long as you love what you do, I think as long as you love that thing that you chose in life and you always do it and you give back to that frequency is going to then in turn bless you back and keep you going. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the biggest part of what I do. It's like I love music, period. I don't, you know, music is the day job. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely feel like, you know. You know, Mellow Man. Excuse me for that. Mellow Man 8, I got to tell you. It's definitely an honor having you on. I definitely appreciate it. You know, we definitely going to go take the track. I'm still waiting for the drop. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't shout you all the night. I'm still waiting for the drop.
Don't worry. No, those are coming. Trust me. We was doing drops in here all day. So we get to yours soon. Yours is coming over the weekend, word.
All right. But what I want you to do is I want you to let the audience know if it's something that you feel I didn't ask you that you want them to know. You know, let them know that. Also, give out your information to, you know, how they can hear the music and all that. Do your shout-outs. Do all that.
All right. Something you didn't know about me is God is addicted to mayonnaise. Word. I'm addicted to mayonnaise, and you can find me on Facebook/ I ain't lying. If I look a little chubby on TV, man, it'll be that mayonnaise. You already know. Word. And you can find me Facebook/ Mellow Man Ace. That's Facebook/ Mellow Man Ace with a W. And you can find me on Twitter, Mellow Man Ace, the numbers 777. Mellow Man Ace 777 on Twitter. My bad, 7 on Twitter. And Mellow Man Ace 777 on Instagram. That's Mellow Man Ace 777 on Instagram. That's what it is, yo. And I just want to say peace and love, peace to everybody. Peace to my brother for having me on and creating this lane. It's a beautiful opportunity to get my music out to the rest of the world. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I want to tell you, it's definitely an honor. You know, you're welcome back anytime. Never a problem. You know, we're going to definitely rotate, you know, play your joints as well. You got to keep that fire rotating. You know how that goes. And also, your son, when you're ready, you know, whenever you're ready, you just got to hit me up. You make it happen.
Okay, for sure. Absolutely. He's got a new album out right now called Adolescence at 432 Hertz. So let's see. We'll talk next week. We'll get up and maybe we have him on.
Oh, no doubt. We definitely going to make it happen. And I want to tell you once again, Mello, it's definitely an honor having you on.
Thank you, brother. I just want to say peace to my brother DJ Kevsky. One love. I know you're listening out there in the universe, brother. I love you. made a great connection on tour. I love you, brother. Stay strong. We're going to talk soon. Word up.
No doubt. Shout out to Kasky. That's my man. He's definitely doing it, too. All right. Mellow Man, Ace, Dons, and Divas. All right, y'all. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Once again, I give a shout-out to my man, DJ Kasky, who's doing it hard body karate, of course. You can check him out on WBLS, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew. They're taking it to a whole nother level when it comes down to that, you know, real hip-hop music, you heard? Don't forget, GQ Palace has 9 different episodes, 12 different hosts. On Sunday, 7 to 9, Miss Lavina Polite, interview, you know, having special guests, the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, elders playing gospel music, quoting scriptures of the Bible. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. It's a real enlightening, powerful episode. Then from 9 to 10, you have Crossroad Temple on Sunday with Brother Timothy Squibby Hunter interviewing and playing the best gospel and hip-hop gospel on the air live. He's doing it big as well. Then on Monday, you have UAR Unsigned Artist Radio from 8 to 9. Then from 9 to 10, you have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane and her co-host King Woozy, taking a little break right now. You know, but they will be back. I mean, from 9 to 11, excuse me, taking a break right now, but they will be right back. On Tuesdays, you have GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the Mayor, 8 to 10, doing it how he say it, hard body, karate, bringing you the bigger picture in sports. On Wednesday, you have Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Angie, Rachel, and T, doing a grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Right after them, from 9 to 10, you have Rakim Chicky Chick Singleton, Fallout Comedy, bringing you the funniest, livest jokes, prank calls, and what more can you ask for from a comedian live on the radio? 7 to 9, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. 9 to 10, Fallout Comedy with Rakim 56 Singleton. That's Wednesday. Thursday, you have Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin, bringing you that truth to the matter feedback on relationships and letting you know what's going on in the world news today and reality. And then on Friday, you're right back here with your host, Rich Money. Also, like I said, rest in peace to my man, Charlie Moe in Bronxdale. You know, we love you, we miss you. Gone, but will never be forgotten. I am your host for tonight, Rich Money. Excuse me. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. Hope to hear from y'all next weekend. We out. This is GQ Palace, love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
I like to work more of my to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the Mighty Rule. How you living? It's real, be tough. And when I ask all my gang the real question,